Cause it's time for some podcast down. Please keep on listening. Cause it's time for talking tremor shit. Talking tremor shit. Bum, bum, bum. hey everybody, I am your host, Levi Dillon. Burslav, but I'm not sad tonight. I'm a little weary. I am world weary, because we're gonna do something I never fucking expected to do. We are going to make an entire episode that is an apology letter to Don Michael Paul, the guy that directed Tremors 5, 6, and helped write 7. While also directing it. And holy shit brigades, did I never think I was going to be here. And I have a comment here on the YouTube that's kind of my, it's not, honestly, I have something better to say than this. But Midnight TV on YouTube says, Don Michael Paul is a really good guy, just didn't make good movies. Well, 6 was great. We're going to get into it. He is a fantastic guy. It's honestly why we're here tonight, or why I'm here tonight, because Don Michael Paul ain't half bad. And I'm not afraid to admit it. And that's not me being a hypocrite or going back on anything. When you learn new information, it is your responsibility to respond to that information. And do something different, do something better, let people know. It's my job here as part of the Talking Tremors podcast to let everybody know about Tremors. Like somebody on TikTok just asked, my memory is bad. Tremors is about the desert worms. Yes, it is. It's also about the desert worms that turn into dinosaur chickens, that turn into giant crocodiles that fly by shooting fire out of their ass. This is a whole what the fuck. But it's really not. Tremors is about people. It's about small communities of people coming together. And yeah, what? I know, right? It's about these communities of people coming together, working together to fight things that are much larger than them. It just says loading. So if that's your name, I don't know your actual username. I would love to. It just says loading, so I don't know. But this person that just asked me that question is, what? The lore just got deeper. Oh, baby. You have no fucking clue. I always like to call it, because there's the rabbit hole that Alice falls down. And I find it a funny play on words, that it's the graboid hole that Valentine falls down, because Valentine McKee is a main character in the first one, and in the Kevin Bacon Tremors pilot that he made. He came back out of all the what in the world. And thank you to whoever's liking stuff. I'm not great with TikTok. I barely use TikTok. I'm much more of a podcaster. We don't need to get it in. You can get it in Valentine's graboid hole. We don't need to go there on that cuckin' kids. Which is, I didn't realize what I was saying until I said it out loud. But all of this to say that the lore of Tremors is far more than just giant desert worms. It's not, everybody always goes to that, because I guess it's easy. You know, it's, they're giant desert worms. You know, you kind of latch onto that. We all know what Dune is and seen that. And no, they're not related, kind of. But there's this world of Tremors, thank you. It just says loading, so I'm really sorry if I don't know your username. Whoever loading is, if you could write your username, if it's not loading, that would be great, so I can actually say that. But it says, loading says, love the enthusiasm, not a movie buff, but I love when people are passionate about their interests. That's what we're here to do. And I've just got to say that the whole reason I'm doing this is because I met Don Michael Paul. There was a Tremors Fest. I'm wearing my garb. And there was a Tremors Fest a couple weeks ago in Santa Fe, New Mexico. 3-day Tremors Fest. Showed all 7 movies. You got to meet everybody. You know, Michael Gross and S.S. Wilson. I've already met Steve, S.S. Wilson. He's a great guy. Ron Underwood and Robert Jayne and Gladys Jimenez and Lila Lee and Don Michael Ball was there. And George R. R. Martin. And we'll get into that. I fucking hate that guy. But Don Michael Paul was there. I met this dude. And talk about somebody that has an enthusiasm for this franchise. And I mean that, like, I mean, I'm here. I run a whole podcast about Tremors. And fucking... I fell in love with Don Michael Paul. I have spent the last 2 years fucking dragging his name through the dirt. And I met him, and I heard what he had to say, and I was like, you just made a fan, man. Fucking A. And, yeah. I got a couple more Santa Fe, I live in New Mexico, Tremors 2 and 3 and so on. Forever Mine and My Mom's Favorite Movie and TV Series, that's Jimmy Allen. How many Tremors Fests are there in a year, and do they go other places? Austin, East, Eaton. So, this was the first annual Tremors Fest, and I helped organize it. And if I can do anything to help if we're going forward, and it's the first annual, I would love for this to go other places. Tremors Fest was in Santa Fe, but fucking Santa Fe is a long-ass fucking way away from, like, most anybody. And the reason it was in Santa Fe is because Michael Gross lives in Santa Fe, and he... This is the weirdest fucking story. So Michael Gross lives in Santa Fe, and he bought a railroad with George R. R. Martin and the guy that owns this theater, the Violet Crown Theater. They all bought a railroad together. I don't fucking... People with money. I don't understand these things. But they bought this railroad together, and lo and behold, you find out that, like, George R. R. Martin is a huge fan of Tremors, loves the movies, and then this movie, the guy that owned the theater, which I can't remember his fucking name, which is really bad of me, but he was, like, in and out. It's not here, neither here nor there. And they were like, hey, let's have a Tremors Fest. And so... We fucking made one. Like, really. Like, that was, like, the entire impetus of it was just, like, Michael Gross and George R. Martin meeting and, like, this dude that owned a theater. And there's a Tremors Fest now. But I helped work on it behind the scenes, helped invite a lot of people, got some ideas together, put some things together. Just a whole bunch. And if I could make Tremors Fest happen yearly... I would love to move it all over the place. Santa Fe was really cool. Great, wonderful place to be. Never been there before. Absolutely beautiful. But let's, like, there were so many people from the East Coast who couldn't go. There was a lot of people from, like, England and shit who couldn't go. From all over the world that couldn't go. And it's like, you know, if I was really making decisions on this, we're going to move Tremors Fest all over the place. I would love to next year. Chicago, because I live in Iowa. It's not about easier for me, but it's like, I think Chicago is where we should go. Make it a little bit easier for people on both coasts. And then for the third annual Tremors Fest, then we go to, like, New York or Pennsylvania or something. Actually, I've got to figure out the exact town that Brent Maddock is from, because he's from somewhere in New York, and I think that would be a great way to incorporate him in, because he's one of the creators of Tremors, and go to the town that's his, where he grew up in, to have a Tremors Fest. So that's where I'm at on that. So if Tremors Fest was happening, hey, we got off track, but that's the point. We don't stay on track on this show. This show is about everything Tremors. As the person said, you know, it's this lore just got deeper. You have no idea. I specifically wear this Protect Local Wildlife, Save the Graboid shirt because we should. We should be nice to Graboids and let's be kind to them. They're an endangered species. We don't have to kill them all. We can kill shriekers on sight because they multiply like rabbits. But Graboids and Asplasters, let's just be kind to them. Let's just be cool. I was just about to say, everybody like and subscribe. Press the fucking don't. And Charlie's here. Protect the Graboids. I'd love to go to Tremors Fest. I was upset I couldn't go, but I'm glad other people got to see. If you want to see what Tremors Fest was like, head over to the Tremors Saga's YouTube page, and there's a fucking shit ton of videos. There's actually a playlist of Tremors Fest videos. There's some that I uploaded, and then there's some that the Tremors Saga uploaded. The Tremors Saga uploaded most of the, like, Q&As, and then Michael Gross gave a bunch of intros before each movie, which were very informative. Like, he just talked for, like, 10 minutes before each movie, And but then there was Q&As where everybody from the movies like just talked for like 45 minutes. And hey, okay, if that's really Don Michael Paul, like I doubt that. Please. Haha, yo, I'm Don Michael Pauls. Don, remember me. If it is you, Don, I do remember you, and this whole episode is about you. Oh my god, you're really his kid? No shit! Oh, I'm Don Michael Pauls. It says Don, you wrote Don, son, remember me. No, I didn't actually get to talk to you. I was just so all over the place. What was your actual name? I actually wanted to speak to you, but I was just running back and forth so much. What's your name, Don Michael Paul's son, so I can refer to you as such? And I'm, please tell your dad, I'm so fucking sorry. I just texted him today, too. That's probably how you know about this. My name, oh, duh, because it's RoboJet. So, Jet, yo, seriously, your dad's pretty fucking cool. Like I said, I have spent the last 2 years just fucking shitting on 5, 6, and 7. And it wasn't just meeting your dad that like turned me around on it, but hearing his, I was talking about this earlier, but hearing his level of enthusiasm for the franchise that almost matched my own. Like it's impossible to match mine. Like I fucking like, and yo, someone's with Jet. I'm his friend. I bet his friend is Don Michael Paul. But, like Zoran, I was talking to Zoran and like that interview and he was just like, you could tell he's like, I love Tremors, but not as much as you. You are fucking insane. And I am fucking insane for Tremors. But I'm a very normal person. Quotes. But seriously, Jet, your dad. I tried saying this to him, but I don't think he believed me when I was talking about it. But his directorial vision is fucking massacred by being on a small screen. That man, he's got eyes for the big screen. And this is what we're going to talk about here. This is the opener for everything that I have to introduce. And I've gone so all over the place. But seriously, Don Michael Paul's vision is destroyed by being on a tiny screen. You need to watch his movies on a giant fucking screen. Like, it's like, I have to admit, I was watching them today. I was watching 5, 6, and 7 today, you know, just trying to, like, catch up on it. I always try to refresh my memory, make sure I'm, like, right here on the ball. And it was just like, there's, I was getting more out of it, having, you know, interacted. But I was like, man, just seeing them on the fucking big screen, it was like, and I know I was trying to tell him this, but I could tell he wasn't believing me because we had just been, I'm his nemesis now. And I just like, I'm sorry. I'm really not. Like I said, this is me. I will turn a page on this one. Where's a book? I just got to. I will turn a page on hating Don Michael Paul. But just like, you know, the Stampede movies, the 1, 2, 3, 4, all great. All fantastic. I'm an absolute fan of them. But even they, like, there was still a bit of direct-to-video-ness in the way that they're formatted. And I think that's more a product of the 90s and the 2000s. But Don, just like 5, 6, fucking 7 especially. Like, you could tell he had figured it out and he was in charge of like the Tremors franchise, and he was like, I'm big and spectacular. And when I was watching it today, it was just like, there's all this lighting and the way shots are framed up, and you're just, he loves living in the close-up and just giving you everything. And it's just fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Yeah, sorry, I just got all like, sorry, I didn't really think that someone that knew your dad, sorry, Jet, I didn't think, I always try to assume that the people that I'm talking about are going to watch the thing that I'm talking about them in, because that's actually a great way to live your life on the internet. Just always assume that whoever you're talking about is always going to listen to what you have to say, that way you can talk about them in a way that's like, not being an asshole. I learned that from Harmontown. Harmontown is one of my favorite podcasts, and Dan Harmon would just go on the internet and just, like, he could tell, he'd see people talking about him and just be like, hey, oh my God, somebody else says Don to your dad, Jesus. And he could just, hey, I was talking about you on Reddit, and just be like, you're a fucking idiot. I'm watching you talk about me, and it's horrible. I've watched people eviscerate Aaron McGathy, his wife, just, like, for no reason at all. And it's like, these people are, like, they're real-life people. They're there. Don't interact with them as their characters. Give them their respect and their due. These are people. And also, what the... Are you... Jet, are you really... oh, my God, it is you. Are you on both places? Jesus, Jet. I applaud you. That's pretty goddamn good. <That's>, okay. So, okay. So this is my point. I'm going to, you know, we're going to go into this with this mindset here. And I did. I had sent this to your dad, so I assumed 100% that Don, you're listening. I know you're fucking listening, man. so we're going to get into this. All right. I really didn't think that this was going to happen, so now I'm just adjusting my brain a little bit for this. But yeah, you know, I got to go to Tremors Fest, and honestly, I got to say, meeting everybody was fantastic. There's one person that I'll talk about later that I really just... if you could tell your dad, Jet, I have suspects. I have a suspect. Singular. For why your dad hasn't got to meet the other people, which is one of the saddest fucking things. And I, it's why I'm doing this. I have to get to this. But I just, so, okay, the whole point of this episode, we're 17 minutes in. The whole point of this episode is that we're gonna go through everything that I have shit on for Don Michael Paul. Please forgive me, Don. As I'm talking to you, I still have to say your name for everybody that's not you. So, like, sorry. There's so many things. I swear I'm not schizophrenic. There's just so many different things in the world that you just gotta piece and parse and put them all together. And so, I do have to say that I did... I want to shout this out before I go any further. So the reason that the name of this episode is... Don Michael, the editor for Seven, Vanek Maradian, which I'm probably not saying right, Vanek, I just call him Vanek, he was a really cool guy too, I come up to Don, and this was after, like, I'd met him earlier in the day, and was like, fuck, man, listen, I fucked up hard, and I, you know, went back to my hotel, was going back and forth for movies, and I was just like, alright, so I got to make up for this. You can't do what I've done. We're on episode 40 of this podcast, and just like, I gotta do this justice here. All right, I just met you. You care. We're doing this. And I came up to Don, and I was like, hey, so listen, I had this idea where I'm gonna do an episode of the podcast called An Apology Letter to Don Michael Paul. And Don was like, I don't know. It's kind of like grandiose. And I was like, okay. And he was like, well, how about, like, Don Michael Paul is a great guy? And Vanek was like, that's a little pretentious. And then Vanek chimed in. He's like, but how about, like, Don Michael Paul ain't half bad. And me and Don were like, hey, this is okay. That's pretty good. Because he's a very, your dad's a very, Don, your Jet. I'm talking to five different people at once here. Dad's a very humble guy. Honestly, it's like, my wife Caitlin and I were talking. It's like, if Chris Farley was a director, and I don't mean that because he's a big guy, I mean that because of his personality, his face, and there's a lot of what he was doing that you could tell, it was just like, you'll be living with Bert Dummer in a van down by Bixby. just absolutely a big personality, which was fascinating to me as a person, as a big personality myself, and just like, wow. So Jet had said over here, okay, so Don wanted me to, my dad wanted me to say that they did film both endings for Seven, and was confused when someone said they only filmed one ending. So I have to say this. I have gone on record, and I have begged people to listen to me on this front, that, like, yeah, I know that, like, he's filmed two endings. Like, there's a very clear narrative of this whole thing of just, like, no, like, they filmed two endings, and if I get your dad on, and, like, and I mean this, Don, your dad, I'm sorry, I'll figure this out in another half an hour, how to properly use these pronouns and stuff. But I want to watch every single one of Don's movies, and I want to get you on here, Don. I want to get him in here, and I want to watch Kindergarten Cop 2. I want to watch Sniper 2 and Jarhead and Scorpion King, The Legacy, and the one that I do have of his is Lake Placid, the final chapter, just because I like Lake Placid movies, so I've already been there. But I want to watch them all and just be like, okay, so hey, like, let's dive into this. Like, I love if you ever come onto my show and you're one of my guests, I interview the fuck out of you. I love Hot Ones. Hot Ones with Sean is one of my favorite interview shows, because so many interviews are just this whole, very, I am robot, these are questions, answer, beep, beep, beep. Users 731, a whole bunch of numbers, just said, this guy seems awesome, and he does. Don is so fucking cool. And I'm not just saying that because Jet's here. And hello, remember the 80s and 90s. Hello. Give Don Michael Paul a chance. And so many interviews are just this fucking, like, whole robotic thing of just asking the same things that we've heard over and over again. So if I ever have anybody on my podcast, you're gonna get asked some weird fucking questions. I will like stalk your life. Like, I mean that. I will fucking find out everything I can about you, and then what I don't find is what I will ask questions about. And Don is a really lit guy. Thank you, Anonymous Gamer. I agree. I know you know Jet, but still, I agree. And remember the 80s and 90s? Tremors is a great movie. You know what, 80s and 90s? They're all great movies, okay? I mean, I've got some problems. You know, and I will say this, not to be so such a Stampede fan girl. Tremors 3, I have problems with. Like, I just I love all of them, but Tremors 3, and then, so, you know, 7 is beautiful, but there was some, like, writing things today that I was just kind of like, what were these choices here? These are odd. So I'm not going to, without fault, talk about your dad like that, like, oh, he's only good things. It's like, no, we could have some real conversations about what I wouldn't. Really? Okay. That's fine. Hey, man, I'm not making a movie. Making a movie's hard. I've made a movie. I've made a Tremors movie. I know how hard it is. which I need to send that to you, Don. Jet. I'm talking to Jet, but I'm also talking to Don. And then I'm talking to everybody in the podcast audience. But I made a Tremors movie, and I need to send that to Don and just be like, hey, so you get to critique mine. Tell me what is shit about mine. And then remember the 80s and 90s. One is GOAT. I haven't seen the whole franchise. Bro, you need to see the whole franchise. I mean it. And I mean, you got to. You got to see them all. They're all, every single one of them has something of value to bring to the rest. They all have their, they do. They really do. And that includes the 13-episode TV show from 2003 that got canceled far before its time. Which is one question I did have for Don when I actually talked to him. Have you watched the TV? Do you know of the TV show? I don't think he does. Please tell me, Jet, if your dad does know of the TV show. But from what I was interacting with him and watching him, like, specifically even seeing Lila Lee, where it's like, I don't think he actually knew that there was a TV show. Which is gonna, like, what we'll get into about, like, I'm not, I've learned that I'm not going to shit on your dad. I'm going to shit on some fucking Universal executives. And I meant Cher Stallings, producer, fantastic woman. And I'm not going to shit on producers, not people like Patty Jackson or anything like, or Todd Williams or anything like that. People that are actually involved in the making of the movie. I have some questions about the money people, like, specifically. Like, and I'll get to that when I actually speak to you, Don. And I have the same questions for Michael, and I have the same questions for Steve. I just don't know how to ask them yet, because it's just one of those, like, there's the Hollywood game, and I don't play it. Like, I'm just a simple podcaster. I am outside of the bounds. You cannot touch me, Hollywood. Fuck off. And hey, Trey, I've been waiting for you to go live for a while now. Yeah, I should often do it, but I've been really busy. I was gardening a lot. You know, I left for like a week, and I live in Iowa, and I have a whole bunch of garden lawn shit that I had to do. I was working. We actually just put in a ceiling, tore down a ceiling, put back a ceiling up last week. So I've just been busy. If you want to check out, I did do two episodes. You remember the 80s and 90s. I did do two episodes, one about Charmers Fest. Me and my wife, Caitlin, recorded an episode in our car as we were driving back from Santa Fe, all about Charmers Fest. And then I recorded another Charmers Fest episode with the Run For Your Lives people, with Paik Allen and Daphne Backman of Run For Your Lives. Run For Your Talking Tremors Fest is what we called it. And you can check out both of those. Those are both on the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel. And then if you want to listen to the podcast version, you can go to the Run For Your Lives podcast and check it out there. Actually, they do a Tremors episode at the end of every single season. It's very cool. They just got up to Tremors 6. I actually got to meet Paik. I met Paik in Santa Fe. Paik knows Don too. It was a whole thing. We got to talk about that a lot. Just like how awesome your dad is, how awesome you are, Don. Like I said, I'm talking to four different people here at the same time, and one of them is myself. It's a whole thing. And yeah, check about Trey. I always say that TikTok is so ephemeral; it doesn't last very long. That's why I don't really like it that much. Oh my God! And Don. Oh my God! Jesus Christ! Oh my God. Okay, so Don just texted me in the middle of this. Thanks, Jet. I appreciate that. Thank you. No. I assume he's not watching, because it would be kind of hard. Jesus Christ. So this is why I love this. This is my whole point of all that I do with this. So Don just texted me and just said, of course I know the series. I've seen them all. I've seen all the movies multiple times. Cool. I honestly couldn't tell. It was a weird, like, it seemed like there was some mix up there. I'm glad. Honestly, that's really fucking cool, man. You can actually tell, oh no shit. And Don Michael Ball just said, and I saw the original Tremors on opening weekend in 1990. So this, I want to point this out. Okay, so this is, Jesus Christ. I can't text him back right now because I'm in the middle of a TikTok. And I'm in the middle of a live chat. But so I told Don that, like, we were walking out of Tremors 5. And at the end of all of these, they all gave a Q&A. This is where I fell in love with Don, was just listening to him talk. Jesus Christ, man, you could have talked for an hour and a half after each one of those movies. And I loved, it was hilarious, like, share, like, halfway through, was like, Don, you have to, like, answer questions. And I just, like, turned to her and was like, actually, no, he doesn't. He could just keep telling these stories, and that's fine. He's kind of answering the questions before anybody asked them. It's kind of awesome. It was oh, my God. And he actually said that, like, there were people that trashed him online. And we were walking out of Tremors 5, and when at Tremors Fest, I will get to your comments, too, after my thing here. Remember the 80s and 90s. These are actually pretty good comments. I just want to finish this. Those are actually really good. Thank you. After we walked out of Tremors 5, because he was talking about in the Q&As that there were people online that trashed him. And I was just like, hey, man. And during the Q&As, I would always be answering. Like, it's really funny. They'd be giving Q&As, and I'd actually be, like, answering off into the side or correcting, hey, here's this thing. And we were walking out of the movie, And Don was like, hey, man, you, like, really know your stuff, don't you? And I was like, well, you know, Don, it's my job. I run a whole podcast about Tremors. I better fucking know my shit. And I just was like, and, you know, I just, I have to say this thing. And he's like, you're one of the ones that trashed me online, weren't you? And I was like, fuck, man. Okay. Yes, I was. I was. And fuck. And thank you. Let's pin me to the wall on this. I did. And I was like, we're walking out of a movie right now. Let's put a pin in that and we'll come back to it. Just like, son of a bitch. And we did. And everybody went through line, got Don's autograph. I got to point this out too. Where's my, I made sure to get Don's autograph too on the Seeking Perfection book. Everybody got Don's autograph and stuff. And I always like to wait till the end. Especially having a Tremors podcast, then I get a little bit more time to actually talk with the people. They're not in a rush waiting for the person behind me and stuff. I try to be respectful of people's time. And Don was like, all right, so hey, hit me with it. What did you not like? And actually, Trey, if you ask your question, I will get back around to it. Like I said, I got to finish this quick little thing here. And Don was like, well, what did you not like? And I was like, this thing. And it's mainly the PJ. I was so, like, deer in the headlights that I was just like, there's a lot of P jokes. Like, that was all I could think of in that moment. And he's like, well, and then we actually explained it and talked about it. And, okay, see, and there's some good questions here on YouTube. I got to finish this. And I was like, yeah, you know, okay, here's this or whatever. You know, again, I run the podcast about it. And I was like, hey, Don, I'd love to have you on. And he's like, all right, here, give me your phone. And I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And Don takes my phone. He goes, bip, 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 types the phone number in. And he's like, click. See that right there? He had an Apple smartwatch thing or whatever. And he's like, see that right there? That's you calling me. So, you know, whenever you want to do that, call me. And the podcast, this podcast that you're on, remember the 80s and 90s, is called Talking Tremors. It's so easy. Talking Tremors. Why not? I like alliteration. And so, like I did, I have Don Michael Paul's phone number. I just sent him this today. And so then now he's texting me. I got to see this again. So Don did say, and I have this written in my phone. It says Don Michael Paul. Of course I know the series. I've seen them all. I've seen all the movies multiple times, and I saw the original Tremors on opening weekend in 1990. So you know what? We're gonna throw out this bullshit that Don Michael Paul doesn't know Tremors. This is whatever. And maybe he didn't know it all going into it, but by God, Mother Humpers, he fucking figured it out by the time he was finished. And he knows it all now. I'm fucking, bro, yeah. I have Don Michael Paul's phone number, and I've been waiting, like, however long since Tremors Fest, like, it's just sitting there, like, staring at me in the face, and it's just like, I'm not gonna use this until it's absolutely perfect. Oh, God, I got so many good questions. All right, so, I got Don Michael Paul's phone number, we got Jet Michael Paul. I was just gonna ask, what's your last name? It's obviously not Michael Paul. It's Jet Paul. Jesus Christ, Levi. How dumb are you? And thank you, remember the 80s and 90s. Talking Tremors is a great name. And keep asking your question, Trey. Actually, Talking Tremors comes from the Everything Sequel podcast. About like a year or so ago, before I ever started the podcast, I was talking to these guys. And I dump information about Tremors whenever, like, if someone talks about Tremors, I just can't. I just fucking, here's the information about Tremors. Here's, and I just, this is a book about Tremors. I didn't fucking write this. And I just don't, this is written by Jonathan Melville. He's a Scottish guy. His name is Jonathan Melville. I've actually been listening to all the podcasts with John. He also wrote a book about Highlander. And another one about local hero. I don't know what the fuck local hero is. But yeah, it's John, absolutely recommend this book. Tremors, Seeking Perfection. And I call it the official guide. I didn't question this. Don just texted me, and yes, I know Earl's last name is Bassett. Fuck, man, I never thought you didn't. Again, we're gonna fire at Universal, NBC Universal, because I don't know, Don, and Edgar Deems is the guy Fallon Earl find on the tower. Don is texting me that he knows Trevor's facts. Holy shit. Okay, so, good morning, Mr. Bassett. This is your wake-up call. Please move your ass. yeah, I can do all the lines. Remember the 80s, 90s. All right, so I'm going to go back here. Just had this whole story. all right, so remember the 80s and 90s? I got to say this. They say, how about a new series and call it Graboid Soft Hard Reboot? Yeah! They're not just Graboids, okay? Because they're Graboids, Shriekers, and Ass Blasters. And if you watch the TV show, oh my god, Don Michael Paul is like texting me, wait for it. And the population of perfection is, wait for it. Jeez. Don, you're interrupting the podcast about you. oh my god. Don, I can't answer. He's asking. Jesus Christ. Okay, I got a reply. Oh my god. Okay, hold on. Jet, if you could make it clear that I can't text currently right now, but tell him the population of perfection is 14 in the movies. It's 5 in the TV show. Let me see. In the third movie, it's 6. And then, actually, I did notice this. In Tremors 6, the population of perfection is 2. It fucking says that on the sign. The population of perfection is 2. Like, Jesus Christ, man. But remember the 80s and 90s. I gotta say, no reboots. Let's just keep the continuity going. We don't gotta reboot anything. And we just, as much as I hate the name Tremors, we call it Tremors. It's all Tremors, Tremorsy, Tremors, Tremorsness. And because there's Graboids, Shriekers, Ass Blasters, and if you watch the TV show, there's Mixmaster, which is this thing where you can take the DNA of different animals and creatures and smash them all together, and you make a new thing. You can make a cactus horse. You can make a hamster dog. You can make an octopus fly. And I don't mean just an octopus that flies. You can make an octopus that is also a fly somehow. And it's fucking awesome. And so whatever we do with Tremors going forward, we keep the continuity. We have gone almost 35 years here without breaking the continuity. We are not fucking starting now. We are not rebooting shit. Just keep going. Just keep going. And even Don knows that. Don didn't mess with that. It's like in Jurassic Park where, like, that raptor guy is talking about the... even Nedry knew not to mess with the raptor fences. even Don knew not to mess with Tremors continuity. just fucking... Oh, shit. I'm really wishing I could text him right now, but I can't. So no, we're not gonna reboot shit, remember the 80s and 90s. If you've got a great idea that works with existing continuity, and I always say this, it doesn't have to be continued. We don't have to do in the 2000s. Tremors 4 proved you can go back in time. You can have Tremors in the Old West. You can have Tremors in the medieval times. You can have Tremors in Samurai Japan. You can have Tremors in ancient Egypt. You can have Tremors in wherever the fuck you want in the past. And it's actually, as far as I've written scripts and stuff, that's always where, like, I'll make stuff that goes forward, but you should just, like, let's turn that clock backwards. And, like, we can go all over the place. Because it's way more fun to, like, do Tremors with people that don't know the rules. And we already live in a world where they know the rules, so, like, let's turn that clock back and we go different places and stuff. If we go any further in the future, we keep that lens in perfection. And we tell the perfection story that was started in Tremors, a series. Or we go to space. Wow, space. Tremors. So that's where we're at with that, remember the 80s and 90s. And remember the 80s and 90s also said, I can't say enough how great T1 is. Fun fact, I watched Tremors 1 for the first time on a TV movie broadcast. I was instantly hooked. Oh, that's really sweet. Remember the 80s and 90s? And then, okay, so Trey's got his question. Who took you to the first movie? User, some bunch of numbers. Nobody did. I took myself to the first movie. Actually, that's not true. My mom and dad rented it from a gas station. Rented Tremors 2 from a gas station. I didn't watch Tremors 1 until, like, years later. Like, 10 years later, almost. And, no, I watched Tremors 2. My mom picked it out because she thought Kevin Bacon was in it because he was in the first one, and he was not. So she tuned out, but I did not. And I fell in love with Tremors ever since. That's where Tremors 2 is sometimes almost my favorite. Trey Bowen, okay. So, okay, Trey's question. So in about 2010, I remember seeing on, oh my God. Okay, so there was a special with Paul Hogan. Okay. No, Trey. I don't know what you're talking about, and now I need to, really, okay. So, on a Tremors 5 page, honestly, around that time, there was so much stuff up in the air with Stampede and Universal that, like, everything got thrown around. And there was ideas all over the place, but that's a good question. But see, I'm going backwards 80s and 90s, so forgive me that I'm, like, redoing your questions here a little bit. I agree, but the name Graboids would introduce everyone to all the variants. Okay, so this is what I call it. We have to pull back. They're not called Tremors. They're called Graboids, Shriekers, Ass Blasters, and Mixmaster. But they have to have a Latin name. I always go with Caderis Tremorsi. That's my put a pin into it. It's not just Graboids. I mean, Graboids are great, but there's a whole bunch more. But thank you for not agreeing about no reboots. And see, this is where I say you don't have to reboot it to introduce people to it in a new way. That's where I say go backwards in time or use the format of the town, like fighting things or people like Burt Gummer or Travis or Tyler Reed, which you don't know about, going out and like fighting Graboids and Shriekers and Ass Blasters. There's already this format laid down that we can use that we don't need to reboot anything with. I would highly recommend watching the TV show. I think it's on Tubi. It's either on Tubi or there's a link in the link tree in the Tremors Saga's profile where you can find it on Vimeo too. Coyote of the South, I really want to see a Xenomorph alien versus a Graboid. Fuck yeah. that's my idea. Like, no reboot. Let's just cross over shit. Fucking all over the place. If you actually look that up online, look up Xenomorph Tremors, and you'll find a whole bunch of images of people that do that. Yes, Chosen One said, how about a Xenomorph Graboid? They do that. And then, hold on, I'm going to do this for you. Remember the 80s and 90s. But he doesn't wear the hat, but I'll do it. Just actually, hold on. One second. Where's it at? It's right here. This is for Remember the 80s and 90s. Broke into the wrong goddamn rec room, didn't you, you bastard? That's for you guys. Everybody loves that. Or as I like to, hold on, there's a gif I made once of broke into the wrong goddamn sex room, didn't you, ass blasters? It's my favorite. It's cute. It's fun. Don's text is sitting up here just taunting me. Thanks, Jet. Wrong goddamn rec room, Xenomorphic Graboid. And similar to Crystal Lake being new take on Jason. See you, Trey. I'll see you when you come back. Chozo. Oh, I'm glad you liked it. Remember the 80s and 90s. All right, we'll come over here to YouTube. What was your favorite thing about New Mexico? New Mexico is beautiful. That was my fucking favorite thing about New Mexico. Sorry, TikTok people. There's stuff over here on the YouTube channel that I got to get to. And then we got to talk about Don Michael Paul. It's a whole thing. But New Mexico. Santa Fe was just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And that this Pop-Tart Gaming, they asked this question also. What was your favorite Tremors movie that Don directed? I love Tremors 6. There's a leaning into it of the, we know that this is cheesy and dumb and fun. Tremors 6 is really good. I've gotten over the Stand for Snow thing, and I appreciate somebody trying to do what they can with what they got. I get it. Tremors 6. I really do. I think it's a good one. I can get into it more, but we're going to keep rolling. Helen Sanchez, are you going to do an interview with Zoran Gavojcic from Dead Meat and Low Carb Comedy? Fuck yes, I am. Actually, I've been talking. I have Zoran's email. Help get Zoran into Tremors Fest. Zoran and his wife, Megan Gorman. I actually got to meet both of them out at Tremors Fest. Absolutely fabulous people. Zoran has expressed interest in doing Talking Tremors several times, but he's doing the kill counts all the time. So it's really hard to get him in here. But there's going to be a bit of a crossover because he did interview me at Tremors Fest, and he's dropping that video tomorrow. And it wasn't just me. He interviewed everybody. He interviewed Michael Gross and Steve S.S. Wilson and Ron Underwood and Sarah Botsford and Don Michael Paul and a bunch of other people and then me. And so we'll see what Zoran cooks up on that. He's been hella fucking busy. I was dropping him footage and shit. He's been going through it. I mean, fucking hella busy. So, yeah. Oh, thanks, Jet. I just realized you said, haha, I told him you're live. I told him I was live, too. I sent him that. I sent him that. So, I appreciate you, Jet, but also, son of a bitch. Not you. You're not the son of a bitch. I meant me. Like, just the situation in general. And let's see. And Pop-Tart Gaming, Tremor 6 was my fave, to be honest. Cody Pratt. Hey, Cody. Cody's actually a friend of mine. A real life. You're all friends of mine. I love you all. I don't really know most of you, but I like you. So thank you. I need to have a complete catch up, a marathon and catch up. Thanks, Cody. Smiling. Lots of hearts from Cody. I appreciate that. And then my wife, Caitlin, chiming in with some happy, laughy faces. and Pop-Tart Gaming. Make sure you have a whole day planned out. LOL. And so, okay. Thank you, remember the 80s and 90s. I love the excitement here. Tremors is a niche franchise, and the love here is awesome. That is what we do. That is my whole thing. You can't have a podcast about Tremors and, like, hate Tremors. Like, that's where it's like, I am so... To get back to the topic at hand, I am so glad to not hate Don. I love you, Don. I gotta do it right now. I gotta text him. Just, like... Thank you. Remember the 80s and 90s. I have something about Kevin Bacon to tell you too here in a sec, but I have to hold on. Oh, okay. It's down to 2 in Tremors 6. All right, I didn't lose my live. I thought I might lose my live. Like, that scared me. Hold on, I gotta I fucking love you. Wow. Okay, so I had to text Don back. Now my brain is less combobbled. He's probably gonna text me back, though. Thanks, Jet. Really appreciate that. I did, like I said, I did text him and let him know, but I also didn't think that he would be texting me in the middle of my episode about him. But that is the point, like I said, of like just assuming that the people that you're talking about are already there listening and talking. So remember the 80s and 90s has, I heard Kevin Bacon wants to come back. You bet your sweet ass he does. And you know what, people like to be like, oh, Kevin Bacon only wants to come back because he like lost a whole bunch of money to Bernie Madoff. It's like, yeah, he did, but also... there's a similar thing here where he did what I did with Don Michael Paul. And there's actually a whole shit ton of Tremors video games. Remember the 80s and 90s. Go to the Discord in that link tree. There's like 30 of them. But Kevin Bacon actually did a very similar thing that I did here with Don Michael Paul. Where like for the longest time, Tremors was this really bad memory for him. He was having his first kid. His baby with Kira Sedgwick of The Closer. Madam Wunsch from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, she had the child, it's not Macon, shit, it's not Sozy, shit, I can't remember, I think it's Travis Bacon, like, Kira had their first baby while, he was filming Walter Chang being eaten. Like, literally, it's an anecdote in this book here. What was that? Oh, Tremors 5 trivia. It's, oh, Gladys. That's just the weirdest thing. there's a shit ton of video games. Remember the 80s and 90s. If you want to find anything about Tremors, go to the Tremors Saga's link tree. It's always in all their profiles everywhere that they have. You will find everything you want. Go to the Discord. There's a Graboid Games thing. Look up the hashtag Graboid Games. You'll find shit tons of them. But Kevin Bacon's first child was had. Yeah, and Egg Shan was. I saw your comment, too, about he's in Big Trouble in Little China. Actually, the Confused Breakfast Boys just had a great theory where Egg Shan from Big Trouble in Little China is actually, like, he got, like, witness protectioned into perfection and then got eaten later on. So it was a cute little TikTok that I watched that was pretty funny. And yeah, Kevin Bacon's first child was had while he was, like, filming the movie, literally filming somebody dying. So he has nightmares about it, and it was terrifying him. And for, like the longest time, he thought it was a flop. Everybody told him it was a flop. Universal told him it was a flop. Fuck you, Universal, or NBC Universal. Didn't make its money back. And so he just thought it didn't do well. And then he actually watched it. He went back and watched it, and it's the only movie that he's ever went back and watched and revisited, and now he's watched it dozens of times. And he just absolutely loves it. He talks about it being one of the best times he ever, like, had. Even before that, when in this book, he talks about just, like, how much fun it was being in Lone Pine, California, and just hanging out with people, making a great movie. And, yeah, Kevin Bacon wants back. And special talking Tremors only exclusive. Excuse me. I have this giant thing of water because I really do talk a lot. Also, everybody needs to drink more water in general. Just see this? You should drink this whole thing in a day. Not really. I mean, you drink however much you need, but I do. I drink this whole thing in a day. And that's not even with a podcast. But Michael Gross actually talked about in the intro to Tremors 7, because there's a thing that happens. I'm not going to spoil that for you, 80s and 90s. There's a thing that happens. And there's the concept of Tremors 8 is sort of up in the air right now. And there's, I'll get into it, there's even more I found out. But he was like, you know, I've actually talked to Kevin Bacon. And I have this idea for if we do a Tremors 8, here's how we do it. And Michaels said, okay, so if we do a Tremors 8, we do it right. We bring everybody back. We're going to bring the whole gang back, everybody that we can. And we're going to make Tremors 8, that a return to form, and that's not the right way to, just everybody, get the gang back together, that's what I'm thinking of, and just, like, that's his pitch for it, and Kevin was like, that's the only way I want to do it. If we're gonna bring Tremors back, we bring everybody back, everybody but Fred Ward, because Fred Ward died, rest in Graboid, and yeah, and you know what, remember the 80s and 90s, Tremors is the new Fast and Furious. I mean that. This is my whole goal with everything that I do with Tremors, is trying to get people to love Tremors more. And I fucking love Fast and the Furious movies, because they're insane. If you think that Tremors is insane, there's fucking the Fast and the Furious. And I want Tremors to be on the level of the Fast and the Furious. There's some things we can change in that formula, but in essence, yes. Trast and Trury, that's Fast and Furious Tremors. Welcome to Tremors TikTok. Actually, Tremors Talk was started by the TikTok Graboid. If you want to find more Tremor stuff, I highly recommend go over to @TikTokGraboid right now if you're on TikTok, and go check out TikTok Graboid. Daniel Trujillo, I fucking love that guy. He's been on this podcast twice. I met him at Tremors Fest. He's a fantastic dude. And there's only the Tremors Saga on TikTok because of Daniel Trujillo. So fucking go TikTok Graboid. Tremin Furious. Wait. Oh. Oh, hold on. You're so close. Fast and Tremorous. There we go. That's better. Got the us there at the end. You got to work it in. Let's see, I was talking about Kevin Bacon, but Kevin Bacon wants back, there's a way to work it in. Yeah, he's like, he's done what I've done here with Don Michael Paul, where you just change your mind. People are allowed to change their minds when when presented with new information. Okay, Mr. Burley, Burley, just said, two ass blaster, too furious. That's drive too ass blaster, drive too furious. I'm too ass for you. That's it. That's it. That's gold. Put a stamp on it, and we're done. That's it. That's the one. Fucking wow. Mista. Okay. I try to say people's usernames when they're saying stuff, so please forgive me. I try to give everybody their due credit and due. Thank you, people on TikTok. Apparently, you're the only ones listening to me. I'm sorry, you two people. Please come back. I didn't mean to do that to you. So, to the topic at hand, Don Michael Paul. I want to make my own personal. I'm gonna drink some water here because I fucked up. All right, Don and Jet and everybody. I have suggested that Don Michael Paul is an inadvertent drug smuggler for Universal, and you know what? Maybe he is. And I mean, I've always said it's inadvertent. I don't think he was ever doing it, but it was more just like, it's one of those like, so if we're like, why the fuck is this movie doing this? Why are we going to South Africa and Thailand? Oh, it's because like they're somehow smuggling drugs with the graboids and shit. And it's half joke, half me grasping at straws, trying to figure out why things are fucking insane. Which I've only now really found out is because Universal wants Tremors movies, but they don't give them any money. And you know what? Remember the 80s and 90s? I've actually written a script that's not quite that, but close. Remember the 80s and 90s says, fade in. Kevin Bacon is watching a news report about graboids while at work and blends into the current movie. Bah, 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 bah. Pretty good. Not bad. Like I said, if I had the idea, you got the idea, that means the universe, we're all on the same page. It's a thing. but again, I would recommend watching all the other Tremors movies before writing more. But still, good start. And yeah, like I said, I've suggested that Don Michael Paul is an inadvertent drug smuggler. And I would like to apologize for that statement right now. Fuck, man. I'm just, honestly, I would love, I'm not sure about this. I'm not 100% sure, but I would love to smoke a bowl with Don Michael Paul. I'm not. You can tell me if I'm wrong, Jet or Don. He'll probably text me and be like, "Yeah, no, let's smoke everything," and just like fuck. And they're just like shit, you know. So the reason that Tremors went to South Africa and Thailand is just as simple as there's a tax credit. I think he said, what is it? It is either a 32% or it's either 32, 35, or 38% tax credit by going to South Africa, which is like, damn, holy shit. I wish Shrieker Island was Tremors 7, Graboids in Heaven. This isn't Diablo. I don't know if we need to fight Imperius in Heaven. That feels like it might just be a step too far. Just a little bit. Hey, give me a script and send it my way and we'll fucking talk. All right? Maybe. If you can sell it to me, I'll buy anything. I'll buy that for $1. And Jesse's Tacos asks, how are you? And how am I? I feel really, like, fucking manic and weird right now. I really did not think Don would text me in the middle of this episode. Didn't think you'd do that, Don! It's another reason why you're just a fabulous son of a bitch. I remember the 80s and 90s. Jurassic Park nod. Billionaire wants to create a zoo slash attraction with all variants. Kevin Bacon is the only survivor left with experience. Bro, you need to watch some more of the movies. I mean, it's just like, I have a good night's sleep, mister. come back. If you want to watch the rest of it, it's going to be on YouTube. YouTube, go to the Tremor Saga's YouTube. Have a good night's sleep, though, Mr. Burley. But remember the 80s and 90s. You're just getting close to basically the plot of some of the later movies. I want to be like, you're close. I mean, you got about half of that there. That's basically Shrieker Island. And then another half of that, that's actually Tremors 5 Bloodlines. Just like, I love you, though. Shit. I don't know how to tell you besides, like, you got to watch it now. You do. You got to watch it. And so, Don Michael Paul is not a drug smuggler. All right, folks, this is not a thing. We are not saying this anymore. And really, should have never said it in the first place. You know, that's me. That's me being like, hey, let's, what could be the magical reason why things suck? And that's why. And I remember 80s and, I'm just going to say 80s and 90s. 80s and 90s says, I hear you, sadly, I went through a phase where I hated B-movies. Ah, bro, you know what a B movie is? A B movie is a movie that just doesn't have a budget. That's all it is. And you know what? The reason I love Tremors so much is I grew up on the Sci-Fi Channel and fucking watched the shit out of it. I would watch every single Sci-Fi Channel original movie that would pop up every Saturday. And I would watch them all. It didn't matter how shitty they were. Fucking sign me up. I just devour them. And so that's where I have a barometer, I would guess, I would say, of like, what's a really shitty movie or what, you know, something like that. And I mean, you gotta be really shitty for me to like actually hate you. I have to say, I've never really fully done with Tremors 5, 6, and 7. I did make an episode. One of my last five episodes was finding the good in Tremors 5, 6, and 7. So it's not just about pure hate. It's always been from my perspective, just like, why the fuck did this whole thing happen with Stampede Entertainment, where they got kicked out, and then Don Michael Paul came in, and you know what, and that's where I have been putting all this blame on Don Michael Paul's shoulders, and he deserves none of it, absolutely none of it. That's where I'm going to point out the NBC Universal executives, not producers. There are people with money, that just want to fuck things up. And thank you for being here. Remember the 80s and 90s. You've got to go. I'll be back for the next live. I don't really have a schedule. But if you ever want to catch up on the episodes, go to the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel. There's a playlist called the Talking Tremors Podcast. That's where all of these end up getting uploaded. And thank you for being here. Thanks for some great questions and great input. I really appreciate you. And sharing, you've been liking and sharing away. I don't know what that shit is. So I thank you so much for doing it. Yeah, it really, and yes, please go watch them all. Go watch them all, no matter how dumb you think that they are. You're going to fall in love with them. I promise. And so now I get back to the topic at hand. I don't have, as much as I love people being here, now I get to be focused. That was the first hour of all over the place. Now we're going to be laser focused on this. Quotes. And, you know, there's a thing that I've always been, the reason that I run my own podcast and nobody gets to tell me what to do when it comes to that, because I have a bit of an outsider's perspective. I've seen everything. I can't say I've been in on it, but I am enough of a researcher, enough of a devout stalker, enough of a, I will get into the crammy little places and watch people do things, that like I can tell what's bullshit and what fucking I am gonna call bullshit on. And I have shit on you, Don. I have shit on Tremors 5, 6, and 7 because of a perceived, hey, what are you doing to Tremors? And actually, Don, I appreciated it. So, this is where I love you for just saying when we were talking, you know, you could tell that there's this protectiveness that people have for Tremors when it comes to that. Of just like, hey, you know, obviously Tremors 1 through 4 was this, like, 20-year span, and and everybody, all the fans that fell in love with it, feel like they have to, like, preserve it and protect it and take care of it and stuff. And which I've done. All right. Not going to, that's not 100%. I feel though, or I hope my goal, how about that, has always been to, like I said, call that bullshit, try to protect the integrity. And this is where I've fallen in love with Don for having an enormous amount of integrity. One of the things that he said that I just chef kissed on was when Patty Jackson first came to Don and was like, hey, I want you to direct the Tremors movies. And he flat out said, I don't think I'm the guy for this. I don't think I can do this. If you don't believe me, if you think that I'm not anything that I'm trying to say here, I don't talk hypothetically. You can go to the Tremors Saga's YouTube page. This is all taken from the Q&As at Tremors Fest. This is all, I'm trying to direct quote, try not to paraphrase as much as possible. And just, Don said this, where he's like, I just don't think I can do that. You know, I just came off Sniper 2, Legacy, Jarhead 2, some words or another. I don't think I'm the right guy for this. And Patty was like, no, I do. I'm choosing you to, like, take this. And Patty Jackson's actually been there for a long time with the Tremors franchise. Patty Jackson actually just recently died, too, I think. Which is, I suspect, some of the reason that some the newer news might have been happening here. And Don just, like, flat out being honest about, hey, I I did what I can with what I got. I love when you were talking to Zoran and he was criticizing you or saying something like that, and you were like, hey, what's that thing that Bert says? And Zoran's like, fuck, what is, ah, shit. You, like, caught him on it. Dude, I did what I can with what I got. And yeah, just, I was so taken with this that, as I just read from your text messages that, you know, you've watched all the movies, seen the TV show, you saw Tremors opening weekend in 1990. I cannot say that you are no less of a fan than anybody else. I've never, that's always been my thing. You are a Tremors fan if you're a Tremors fan. Now, if you're a Burt Gummer fan, we can have a conversation about, hey, what the fuck are you doing sometimes? Because there's some solely Burt Gummer fans that I take umbrage with. And it's not just being a Burt Gummer fan. There's just some types that I take umbrage with. Not here to talk about that. If you're a Tremors fan, you're a Tremors fan. If you don't love Tremors 1 through 4, but you love Tremors 5 through 7, you're a fucking Tremors fan. Who cares? Like, that's it. If you only love Tremors 4, you're a Tremors fan. If you only love Tremors 7, you're a Tremors fan. These all count. If you only love Ass Blasters, you're still a Tremors fan. You are a fan of this. You like this for some reason. Nobody should ever put any kind of stamp on that and be like, you're not allowed into the fandom. You're not allowed to do this. I think that's the weirdest and dumbest thing that people can do sometimes. If I've ever done that, please forgive me. If I've ever done this on the podcast and I've ever put a box on what can be a Tremors fan, I'm so sorry. My whole point here is that I have tried to inform people. My goal has been to let people know there is this thing that happened. Tremors was made by these specific people for 20 years, and then there was a bunch of weird bullshit that happened behind the scenes that made it so that they didn't make it anymore. And then Don Michael Paul came in. And this is why I wanted to, oh my God, Don. You fucking bastard. You, Jesus Christ. Don just texted me, I'm a Tremors fan. I'm a Levi. Oh my God, Don! Just, what are you doing? Are you watching? I can't. Ah! I'm fine. Alright? I appreciate you too. Thank you, man. I don't know how to deal with having your fucking phone number there. It's like, I've been messaging Michael Gross for like the last 6 months. And every time I get a message from him, it never goes down. I'm just like, oh my God, Burt Gummer messaged me. Like, it doesn't. There's never been a decline of just like, oh, what the fuck? Even when I'm pretty sure that Michael might have, like, drunk texted me, I'm not really sure about that. Like, he just ran. Like, I hadn't said anything to him at all. And he just, like, at, like, 11 o'clock at night on a Saturday, which is like, so, I'm excited for Tremors Fest. Ron says he's going to be there. Don't you think it's going to be a good time? And I was just like, I mean, yes. Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I can't wait. It was just like, where the fuck did this come from? But I'm a Don Michael Paul fan, to say that. I love you too, Don. I don't know if you're watching. Probably somewhere. But yeah, I'm a Don Michael Paul fan. And so one of the things that just I really, I'm assuming that Don, if you're listening, I know you're listening, and Caitlin's here on the TikTok now. Me and my wife kept talking about this. This is like our biggest thing, like our biggest takeaway from Tremors Fest. Was that, I mean, we got to meet everybody. Michael Gross sent a specific message to each one of my nephews. It's Majay, Burt Gummer here. Sorry, you missed out on the critical need to know information. Like, and they all freaked out. I got to show them and stuff. And I dressed up as Steve S.S. Wilson, which, hold on, I got to do that. Hello, I'm Steve S.S. Wilson. And welcome to Talking Tremors. In this episode, I'm going to be a Don Michael Paul fan. And yeah, I got to dress up as Steve, with Steve standing there, like, staring at me, like, what the fuck is up with you? And the biggest thing that I took away from this, and I hope, Don, you are listening right here at this moment, is that my heart broke in two, and so did Caitlin's. We were just talking about this 2 hours ago when she got off work, that you have never got to interact with the Stampede Entertainment team. That fucking kills me and blows everything I think out of the water. I can't say everything, because I still have some gripes with NBC Universal executives. I think they're marketing executives. I'm not sure. Like I said, I've talked to Todd. I've talked to Cher. They're all great people. I don't think any producers of the actual movies. I mean, money people. NBC Universal. Whoever decided that giving you a budget of $3.8 million when the budget for Tremors 2 was $4 million in 1996. I don't know inflation, but that feels like doing a movie in 96 and then doing a movie in 2014 and they have the same budget. It feels difficult and different to me. I have questions. I've questioned that if I spoke to a marketing executive, I'd be like, what are you doing? Why do you want more Tremors movies, but you're not putting money into it? This doesn't make any sense. And even more so, because I 2 days ago, because I told you this, Don, but I search Tremors for 2 to 4 hours every day. I usually search it in the morning from about 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock, then I sleep for a little bit, and then I wake up, and then I search it at night for a couple hours if I feel like it. But I do. I search Tremors for 2 to 4 hours. I term search the word Tremors for 2 to 4 hours on every single social media site that I can, every day, pretty much every day, unless I'm busy doing something. And I just found this one on 2 days ago on YouTube, where there was a trailer for Tremors 3 that it was the regular trailers for Tremors 3, but it had this at the start. And this was a trailer that they released where it was like, Tremors 1 and 2 have made over $50 million in revenue, with a 200% return on investment. And now, Tremors 3. Like, and it's like, I was just like, excuse me, hold on, wait a second. Universal marketing executive people, what the fuck is this? Because y'all are telling me that Tremors has never made any money. I was just talking to Michelle Wilson at Tremors Fest, and we had this conversation about, like, oh, no, Steve's always saying that, like, Tremors has never turned a profit. The studio always tells him that Tremors has never turned a profit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this trailer, then, that's, like, boasting about how much money fucking Tremors 1 and 2 have made? Which, if you think about it, is huge, because Tremors 1 is an $11 million budget movie, and then Tremors 2 is a $4 million budget movie, so that's $15 million, and they made $50 million, fucking, that is, I don't know percentage numbers, but 200% return on investment seems about right, and just like, what, you can't, what, you're obviously fucking making money to the point that you're telling people you made money. Okay, dial it down, Levi, just breathe. Got off track for a second. No, you didn't. I didn't get off track. That was completely on track. I just didn't think I would get so manic. And all of this, like, bullshit money stuff, I got off track because I was talking about NBC Universal. And I'm only trying to bring them up, Don, because I noticed a disdain when you were giving your Q&As for, and the way you said it was like, because you went Universal, and then you, like, corrected yourself, and you went NBC Universal, and it was like, oh, okay. And I've known, I talked about this earlier, I'm actually good friends with Dan Harmon of Community and Rick and Morty. I watched as that whole thing happened where he got kicked out and then brought back into Community, and then Community got canceled, and then Community's on Yahoo. And it was all NBC. It's all this NBC bullshit. And so it's NBC Universal. I have questions. I just have questions. And so, I really got off track there because I do. So I, like I said, I have my own podcast. Nobody gets to tell me what to do. I make no money, and I'm proud to make no money because then nobody gets to fucking tell me what to do. It's a whole thing. You can pay me to do other things, but this, I will never see a dime, and that is my prerogative. Fuck you guys. And we're gonna get into this, because I want to talk about the writer strike and AI stuff here a little bit. And just knowing that, Don, you have never got to see Stampede. Oh my god, I'm so sorry, Austin Eaton. How do you find the TV show? I'm trying to do a rewatch with those. Check out Tubi or go to the Tremor Saga's link tree. There's a Vimeo. Go to Vimeo. Look up Tremors the series. Hopefully you can find it there. Or there's the DVDs on Amazon. They're only like $12. I highly recommend that because that's a great way of showing the marketing people that that's a format of Tremors that you want is Tremors the series. But yes, it kills me. And Caitlin and I were talking about this so much, Don. Like, we just couldn't shut up about it, that, like, why in the fuck have you never got to be in the same room as Steve and Ron and Brent? And it was really cool that, like, Glenn texted Brent, and, you know, Brent sent that one back where he really appreciates you. Oh, cool. I'm glad I didn't miss you, Austin. Thank you. You're always welcome. Always. Like I said, I have a theory. I have a person. I have one person. And I'm not going to talk about that. I'm going to make a separate episode about that. But why? And because I was thinking, like, you got Michael Gross here. Like, how has Michael not been able to put you guys in the same room together? Steve talks about how he was at a screening for Tremors 5, like, when it was first released, and yet you guys didn't meet. Steve has talked about giving several interviews about, like, Universal almost seems to have, like, kept you guys away from each other. Again, somebody. I have a theory. It killed me. And I want Caitlin actually specifically wanted me to say that, too, for her, where she's like, it's just hurt. It was just like, she actually brought, she had a great metaphor for it, where it felt like Tremors Fest felt like, being at an event with your divorced parents. And, like, we as Tremors fans are, like, the kids. And it was, like, there was one day, you know, 2 days where we got to hang out with Mom. We were at the water park with Mom for, like, 2 days. And it was a great time. And we're hanging out with Mom at the water park. And then Mom left. And Dad showed up. And then we hung out with Dad on Sunday at the water park. And I talked about this with Paik Allen on the Run For Your Lives podcast. And he agreed, too. We're just like, yeah, it was really fucking weird, man. Like, just, and it killed me to no end, knowing that some force has kept you apart. Because I told you this, Don, where I think it would be so cool to have you, to have Ron Underwood and Don Michael Paul in the same, Ron and Don, talking about, because I think you guys have very similar directors, not similar director styles, but I think that you both have similar backgrounds of working with smaller scale productions and doing a lot with a little. Like, that's what I get from both of you guys, is that you're very intuitively creative, and I think you guys could just swap stories about, like, how hard it is being a director and working on the fly and shit like that. And as a Tremors fan, and Don just texted me, I'm a Tremors fan. God, that would just be the coolest fucking thing, man. And Don, I know you're listening. I'm still working on that. I have not given up on that. It takes time, honestly. I think they all got Tremors fested out. And I actually, just like it took me a while to make this episode and talk about you and send that to you, I want to give it a minute. I want to give it a minute, give everybody a little space to breathe, and then I will push that issue, because it is an issue I want to push, and it's actually something I want to ask Michael. Since I've got Michael's ear now, where it's just like, hey, so as the middle child in this divorce, like, what the fuck do you, what are you seeing? What do you think's going on here? Because I felt it. Like, I love Tremors Fest. It was awesome. It was great. But that Sunday, that switch between Saturday and Sunday, it was just like, why? Why is this happening? And I've spoken to Steve enough times to know that I don't feel it's on their end. I don't feel it's on, like, Stampede's end trying to avoid you. And maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But that's from what I know of him being such a kind person. Same with Ron. Doesn't seem like they're purposely trying to avoid you. Feels like there's something there happening. I hope I'm wrong. I'd love to be... I hope I'm not right. Like, that would just be horrible. I hope I'm right about my theory about the one person. Because while I may have been only working at this Tremors thing for, like, maybe 2-3 years at max, there's another person who's been at it a little longer that I just don't trust a lot. And I've had enough behind-the-scenes interactions to just be like, I just don't trust those motives there. I keep wanting to get to it, but I don't want to yet. It's a very specific thing that I want to talk about. If you want to text me, Don, we can talk about it like that. But even then, I'd still... Questions. To learn that Don Michael Paul would love to work with... And, you know, I got to say this. So, Jet or Don, if you're still listening, I have talked about this on the podcast before. This is not a new thought. But my dream, in terms of having known everything that's happened here... with Stampede getting kicked out and then you coming in, I have always wanted you to direct the Tremors movie and those guys to write and produce it. Oh my fucking God, that would be awesome. Because Caitlin and I talk about this all the time, every time we watch one of your movies, because I'm watching them. I watch all the Tremors movies all the time. I don't know, they're all the same to me. You're just... fucking beautiful. I talked about this at the start of the episode, but man, you just got this eye. It's fantastic. And that's, I'm not shitting on Ron either, whatever. It's just more, I think that your directorial style, the big bombasticness, really lends itself to Tremors, but you need a good writing foundation underneath. I think that's, if I would, please, I know you're listening now. If I were to, that's going to be my critique on, in terms of anything I have to say about Tremors 5, 6, and 7 from now on. It's just like that writing, it just doesn't slam out of the park for me. And I think that was actually, it, to get real with you, Don, I think that is, if you were to get down to it, why people have a problem with 5, 6, and 7, is that I don't think whoever put you in charge of it or whoever was letting you know things really lets you know that Tremors is a writer's franchise. It's such a rare thing that I say that, where you're just like, it's a writer's franchise? What the fuck does that mean? It's like, there is such a deep, heavy foundation of lore and everything written in that I think you came into it. I was just talking to Caitlin about this, with your arm tied behind your back and your leg tied to your other leg, of just like, this is writers, Steve and Brent. Like, especially, I always go back to Steve, where Steve just lived and breathed this. And it's not your fault, man. Steve was answering every fucking question on that Stampede Entertainment fact site for years. Holy shit. He was answering questions. And that was after fucking Tremors 4 came out, from like 2008 up till now. He's still answering questions. And just like, you came into somebody gave you the idea that, hey, you're going to direct this, or you're going to reboot it, soft reboot it, in essence. And just like, nobody gave you the proper information of like, yo, bro, man, this is like a writer's thing. And I think John did it. John came from Stampede. He had written 3. And I think he did a fair enough job. I think that's actually why I tend to Tremors 5 a little more. And also because Tremors 5 has the foundational script of Stampede's original Tremors 5 Gummer Down Under. And I think that might, while 6 is more my favorite, Tremors 5 has a stronger, it's a stronger movie, because it has the writer's foundation. And that's, and, hey, Don. You're a director. That's, bro, man, that's fine. I'm not putting that shit on you, dude. Honestly, I'm putting that shit on the people who didn't give you enough tools. You've got a great tool set, but I think there's some people who could have given you a better one. And really, they did. They chopped off your leg going forward. Which is, I was watching Tremors 7, and you wrote it, and I was just like, man, and there's a couple of things here that we could have questions about. Shit. And it wasn't filters. I know I had talked to you about the fucking filters at Tremors Fest, and I was like, you know what? It's a cinematic vision. We'll give you that pass or whatever. But there were some writers' things. I know Brian Brightley helped you out with that, too. It was just like, but okay, this is my one thing about Tremors 7, I will say. People need names. Bow Tie and Wall Street and Mohawk and Pretty Boy. I know we don't ever learn people's names, although Anna does say their names. From a writer's perspective, let's try to give people names and such. And I do. I think, and honestly, I was watching Tremors 7, and my biggest thing, and I think a lot of people talk about this. I know Zoran has talked about this, where the absence of Jamie Kennedy is such a, it's absolutely felt. And I know I've watched Jamie's video where he says he really got lowballed on the offer for Tremors 7, which is why he didn't come back. And I guess I get it. Sure, would I love it if Jamie had been like, hey, let's take a pay cut and still be in Tremors 7 and then lead Tremors going forward? Yeah, sure, man, but you know what? Hey, we all gotta eat. You don't run a podcast where you choose to have no money. Hey, whatever, Jamie, do your thing. I get it. I'm not here to criticize people's financial choices. Well, okay, I'm here to criticize NBC Universal's financial choices, but they're not a person. They're multiple people. Or a board executive. And I've been on enough boards. See, that's where I get to speak to that, where it's like, man, people will make some real shit financial decisions because they just can't see to the future. They can't. It's all about how do we get that return on investment right now. Which, screw you, Tremors 3 commercial trailer. You lied. And I could tell watching Tremors 7 that while originally you had an arm behind your back and a leg tied, now you had both arms and you had zero legs and somebody had blindfolded you and you were trying to make a movie that clearly needed the Travis Walker character, and he was not there. And everything that should land in that movie, if Travis was there, just, I kept wanting. Like, and I never had that with Tremors 5, I never had that with 6, but it was just like, I can tell that there's this person there that needs to be there, and he's not. And I've actually said this before, multiple times, where if you guys had just went like, okay, so John Heder is Travis, if you had just done a Marvel-style recast, Don Cheadle for Terrence Howard, and just had Jimmy show up and been like, yeah, I'm here, it's me, let's not talk about it, and just keep going forward, I would have been like, all right, fuck it. I've seen weirder. Fucking technically, Tremors the series does it. You've got Jodie Chang. There's Susan Chuang in Tremors 3, and then Lila Lee shows up in Tremors the series, and we just say, fuck it. Marsha Strassman replaces Charlotte Stewart in Tremors the series, and we just say, fuck it, and just keep going. And I have to say, all four of those people do fabulous jobs interpreting the character in different ways as they do. I think that's more fun. You just kind of have our brains as humans can understand a change of face more than we can understand a change of story. I think there's a level of like, so you, when you depict a young person on screen and then you age them up, and there's like an 18-year-old and then you've got an 80-year-old, they're played by different people, and your brain goes like, well, I know that they're different people, but they're the same person. I think because we all change over time, we all look different, that's how that works. Which, speaking of Don, like, holy shit, I was looking at some old pictures of you, totally different. This is my point, just like, holy shit, what the smoke show. Not that you don't look great now, but I was like, damn, that's some surfer bod. So that's, if you had just, Marvel style recast it, I think the world would be a better place on that. But I don't know, man, that's me with the benefit of hindsight being able to tell you that. But going forward here, when I watch Tremors 5, 6, and 7, or if I have any criticism, I'm going to take it from a writer's perspective. I cannot fault some director. God damn. Watching those movies on the big screen just really gave me like fucking magnificent, beautiful. And I know everybody watching this on YouTube and TikTok is like, but I can't watch Tremors on the big screen. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Because you're missing out. Like, and Tremors 1 through 4 were fucking fantastic on the big screen. I think Tremors 2 was actually one of the best ones on the big screen. Like, that one should have been a theatrical release. And I think Steve did a fantastic fucking job directing that. And doing the same thing that I said. Where it's not, honestly, Don, you've got a bigger thing. Where with Steve, I could tell there was this, like, great, because he comes from the Ray Harryhausen stop motion school of, like, a technicalness to it, so you can see the storyboarding and just like, I know how this is gonna look, and just not blowing it up big like you did, but almost microscoping it, so then when you like see it on the big screen, it's like, it's huge. I think Tremors 2 and Tremors 4, I have to say too, Don, Tremors 4 is my favorite Tremors movie, so let that inform anybody's decision about my opinion. that because Tremors 4 is the best fucking Tremors movie of all time. All time. And I mean that, and I told Sarah Botchford that. I don't think she believed me. But it was like, well, it was really funny because I had, I gotta point these out. My mom made these Tremors pants, which is so fucking cool. Like, actual pants with Tremors stuff on it. Like, legit. And she made one for me, and then she made one for my wife, Caitlin, too. Tremors pants. We got them all signed. Oh, and there's a back to them, too. Because why not? And she got 412 on there. And then there's the Beetlejuice and the Dune Worms, too. Which is one of those I love, like, as a mom thing. Which is like, she looked up Graboids on the internet. Like, she just Googled it. And then the Beetlejuice and the Dune Worm showed up. And it's like, of course they did. Because that's how that works. Such a mom thing to do. But yeah, she made these pants or whatever. And I think they're fantastic. But it was funny. The first time I met Sarah Botchford, I had these pants on. And I was talking to, like I walked by Sarah. And I can't even remember what the... because I was in and out of the Tremors Lounge, and I walked by Sarah, and she was talking to Michelle, and Michelle stopped me. She's like, oh, but, like, what are your pants? What are you doing? I was like, oh, yeah, my mom made me these Tremors pants, and Sarah was like, oh, those are really cool. Do you know your fly is down? I was like, oh, fucking shit, okay. And zip my fly up really quick, and I was like, you know, I went to the bathroom like an hour ago, so who knows how long that was happening. And I was like, thank you, Sarah Botchford. Fuck, Tremors 4 is my favorite Tremors movie, and you're telling me my fly is down. That's great. That's awesome. So that was my first interaction with her. And then I told her, too. I was like, yeah, you know, because I've done a lot of theater, and they would actually have to be a person because I did cabaret and I was the MC in cabaret and I had like 18 costume changes and there had to be someone on the wings to check and make sure my fly was up because I would forget. I would get the button up and then I'd be running to the other side and I would forget that my fly was down and I'd walk out on stage. And I was like, oh, I just did that with Sarah Botchford. Shit. So Tremors 4 is my favorite Tremors movie. It's just fantastic. I'm sorry. And Tremors 4 is a... Tremors 1 is a perfect movie, but that doesn't matter to me. Tremors 4 is the best one. Cinematically, beautiful. What you do, Don, is beautiful. I got talking about how beautiful fucking Tremors movies are. And I'm sorry nobody... We're going to have Tremors Fest again, and we're going to do it year after year after year after year. So if you didn't get to go this year, I promise you, with the best of my abilities, that, like, we're going to get you into a theater to see Tremors again. Hello to you, Jet Smith. JT Smith. I hope you're not, like, Jet Paul with another name. Although I assume Jet's been listening this whole time. Alright. So, talk about how Don Michael Ball is a great guy, I don't think I talked about that enough, but if you want to see what I mean by Don Michael Ball is a great guy, go to the Tremors Saga's YouTube channel, check out the Tremors Q&A, he did one for 5 and 6, and it was funny, I walked up to him after Tremors 7, and I was like, hey, are you going to do a Q&A for Tremors 7? He's like, I don't think there's anyone around to listen. It was like, I am. I got my, like, I will listen to you talk about fucking Tremors 7 all day. I've been waiting for this one, man. This is the one you better have stories about because this is important. And he didn't. And that's where it was like, well, I guess you'll have to have me on the podcast. It's like, son of a bitch. I'm the son of a bitch, not you guys. You guys are great. Anyway, like I said, Don, just, I could not talk about, I told Michael this because Michael and I were talking and he's like, oh, you know, say hi to Don for me. You know, he's just a fantastic guy. And I was like, and this was before I met you. I was like, okay, we'll see how I feel about that. And then I met you And I messaged Michael that night and I was like, you know what? Don Michael Paul was almost nicer. I said kinder because Michael Gross is the kindest man. And I was like, Michael Gross is almost kinder than you. And that is a hell of a feat. Like, and if you, at Tremors Fest, Michael Gross was fan, and I use the word fantastic, because he was only there for one day, but he stayed way longer than he needed to the point where Elza Gross was, like, waiting outside the Tremors Lounge, and she wasn't tutting, she was just like, Michael, I am, like, really tired. Can we, like, go home? like you were talking to everyone, and you were talking so long, and I think it's great. You're in your element, and this is, and Elza's fantastic. I love talking to Elza. I talked to her a couple of times, and she stayed the whole weekend. Michael had to leave after Friday, but she stayed for every single movie, and she was laughing and cackling and enjoying herself so much. So it wasn't like she didn't want to be there. It was just like, and I'm only saying this because I know Caitlin was doing the same thing. She's like, I am so tired. Can we just, like, go, please? I don't want you to stop because you're having so much fun, but please. I'm really tired. And so thank you, Elza, for sharing Michael with us. I appreciate you so much. I know everybody else does, too. But Michael Gross is one of the kindest people I've ever met. I mean, in general. I don't think I've really met much of celebrities. But I would say that Michael Gross is at the tippity top there. So kind. But Don, you knocked it out of the fucking ballpark, man. And you didn't, I don't know if you knew there was some expectation there and you were trying to overcome it because you thought everybody was going to hate you, but you just went, fuck yeah, Tremors fans! And you just, you plowed that fucker into the left field. Yeah, I could have listened to Don Michael Paul stories just forever. I'm a Don Michael Paul fan. I said it. And it's not just because he said he's a Levi fan. I'm a Don Michael Paul fan. I feel like there was something else I was trying to say with that. I gotta say, this was really funny. Because Zoran and I both revealed to you at separate points that, like, we've trashed you a lot. And I loved when Zoran was interviewing me, and you came up behind Megan, and you were just like, I'm trying to fuck you up right now. I'm trying to freak out Zoran and Levi. I don't know what you were saying to him, but you just, it's just like, I know Zoran did too, where you're like, okay, this is fair. That's fair. Like, we both had that coming. Good job. the pee jokes, I'll say this, Don, and this is, you can text me, and we can have this conversation, or we can talk about it in the podcast, but this is where I say, like, somebody tied your hands behind your back when it came to those movies. So there's this thing in Tremors 7 that I want to talk about, that I would definitely criticize. So, graboids are a creature that can only hunt by vibration. That's what they do. That's what they're known for. Graboids and sound. You have a man who's going out to a toilet to be eaten, or to pee, spoilers. He's going out to the toilet to pee, and it's in the middle of a monsoon thunderstorm. You are in Thailand, and it is thundering and lightning in and raining in and storming in. And this guy, he's not making much sound, and he's kind of walking a little bit drunk. There's a bridge and stuff, and this graboid finds him, and then eats him, and it's in a toilet, and it's a little gratuitous, but I don't know. I'm giving you a pass on the director's stuff because it's just like, I get what you're going for, but on the writer's thing, I do have to point this out, that graboids being a creature that hunts only by sound, when it's raining or it's storming out, it kind of negates that in general. They can't hear shit. It's like if somebody put a white noise machine up to your ears and your eyes, too, and Steve actually talks about this on the Stampede Entertainment Fact Site, because people have asked him. And graboids, when it's raining, when it's storming, they actually go deep. They hide. They don't do anything, because they literally just can't. This is also why they don't go near cities, and they don't do that kind of thing. There's just way too much noise. This is established in the first one with the bombs, where I don't think it does scare them. It hurts them. They're so sensitive to sound, they have to run. And they just can't do it. They just can't do it, and they run, and they hide. So when it's storming out, and there's lightning, and there's rain, they dive. So I have a problem with that. That guy should not have been eaten. That graboid should have been nowhere nearby in the middle of a storm. I get it. It's cool. The lightning, the rain, it's bullshit. And if you want to tell me I'm wrong, because I've always had a thought, maybe these graboids are just so hypersensitive to sound that, like, they're able to pinpoint this guy and find him. Oh, which brings me to, that was one of the things. So, what something that people criticize about Tremors 5 is that Michael Gross, Burt Gummer, fucks up the HK-91, HK-41 thing. And Don actually brought this up in his Q&A. And he was actually talking about how, like, Michael, it just kills Michael that, like, they fucked it up. And just like, oh, man, it's written in ink. That is forever. We fucked that up. And I was standing there. I was like, you know, but hey, I had canon it that, like, he's got heat exhaustion and, like, he messed up the HK-41, HK-91, you know, he's just talking and he just messed it up or whatever. And Don was like, yeah, no, I mean, that's good. But no, he fucked it up. Like, it just, I love Don just being like, that's not bad. But also, no, he fucked it up. And Michael just can't forgive himself. And I should have caught it, and we didn't catch it. And I was like, you know, here I am as your biggest detractor and feeding you shit. And you're still like, no, I got it. Now we fucked that up. It's like that, yeah. Bravo. So maybe this lightning storming in thing, we'll chalk that up to an HK-41 mistake. How about that? That's my... Shit, I lost my cap. So like I said, Don's got this enthusiasm. Don cares. Don's working for it. I know it... willing to compromise, wants to meet Stampede Entertainment, hasn't been able to meet Stampede Entertainment. You're fucking texting me right now, Don. Like, making sure, yeah. But I still can't. I'm a Tremors fan. I'm a Levi fan. I feel bad I'm not texting you back right now, Don. But I will, I promise. It's really hard to do it in the middle of a podcast. Just as a point of fact, just so Don knows, this is my phone, so I have the internet hotspot running off my phone, and then, so I got one tablet, recording regular footage, as well as audio footage, and these are just tablets, and then I have another tablet over here that's running the YouTube, so I've got two tablets running, and one's Caitlin's, and one's mine, so we can each have one, and then I've got the TikTok live running while I've got the YouTube hotspot running. And I got my regular microphone there. Actually, my mom bought me this mic. I think it was just, she like listened to the podcast and she's kind of deaf. And she was like, I can't always tell what you're saying. So can you have a better microphone? I was like, oh, thank you, Mom. And then that's actually Caitlin's ring light that she bought for our wedding. So she could, actually, she didn't buy it just for our wedding. She bought it in general to like, do things like this. As she says, she bought it to make me do things like this, which I get it. She's very supportive, which I appreciate. Thank you. Shit, I hope I put that back in the right spot. So yeah, I can't text you back right now, Don. I'm running everything off of my phone. It's very difficult. I'm afraid if I text you, then I lose the TikTok live. So we got, you know, Don's a great guy. I'm Don, Michael Paul's nemesis. That was hilarious to me. Like, that you actually, that was. I didn't talk about that, where, like, the last thing, like, I was actually looking for you, but that you were, like, yelling around, where's Levi? Where's my nemesis at? And it was like, hey, there you are. Which, by the way, I hope you enjoyed that wine that I gave you, and I hope that you planted those sunflower seeds. I know that that seems so dumb and stupid, and people are probably like, what the fuck? But I have this personal thing that, like, if you go to see actors or directors or famous people or anything like this, that when you just have them sign stuff, I mean, that's cool, great, awesome, thank you guys, or whatever. I'm not saying that sarcastically about that. I'm saying that about fans. Where it's like, oh, you're just having them sign stuff. You know, they've already given you so much in terms of, like, it takes a lot to film a movie, then you got to promote a movie, and now they're even here signing your shit, and they're giving you stuff. They are giving you a part of themselves. And as a fan, it's very selfish to just say, take. And so I actually have this thing where, like, if I ever go to meet anybody, I always try to bring them something. Because you guys have given us so much entertainment over the years that, like, why can't I give you something back? Which I hope that this podcast is one of those things. But it's probably not. But I ended up giving a bottle of wine and sunflower seeds to pretty much all of the cast and crew. I actually gave the wine to, I'm not trying to, the big people, but, like, the creators, which it was, gave one to Michael and Ron and Steve and Glenn and Don. Because that's, Glenn's was for Brent. I also gave one to Zoran, because Zoran just, creator. I should have given one to Dan, but he didn't seem the type at the time. But I gave sunflower seeds to everybody, because in my mind, this metaphor was that, like, so you have intoxicated us with your entertainment, and we have been drunk on your entertainment, so here's my drink for you to be drunk on my fandom. And then, you have changed our lives, you have enriched us and made us grow, so here's a plant that will enrich your lives and grow and change you. And you'll probably look at it and be like, oh my god, Levi is fucking weird. When you'll see these sunflowers growing and you'll be like, what the fuck is that person? And I want you to see it and think of it. And I'm like your own personal Tremors movie of just like, wow. So there's some good in the world. That's nice. Look at that. Like, it's not, I'm not just an actor, director, writer, creator, producer, just giving to these people. Someone's giving back to me. There's a sense of give and take here. You know, as I said that, I thought that was corny, but then I was like, actually, this is kind of beautiful. I'm not even trying to toot my own horn. It's just like, it's actually pretty good. Good job, me. like that, I'd pat myself on the back if I felt like it. But yeah, you should. I'd say that, I guess I'm saying that, because I should. That's for all fans of anything. Like, if you go to meet somebody, give them something. Don't just have them sign your books, which is great. I mean, I get it. But, like, give them something. They've given you something. Give them something back. And I hope, Don, I hope you drank that bottle of wine. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you plant those sunflower seeds and you look at them and go, there's that fucking crazy Levi person over there. Wow. I really like Tremors. I'm a Tremors fan. So that was cool. Thank you again to Vanek for the name of the episode. Don Michael Paul ain't half bad, because he ain't. Going through. Shit, I think I hit it all. Okay, so I'm reaching like the 2-hour mark here. I had a thing I want to talk about. Let me decide here in the moment if I want to. It's topical enough. I think it's good. So there's this. All right. So I have spent the last 3 years on a journey with Tremors. And the whole reason I have ascribed this anger to Don Michael Paul is because, you know, Stampede made these movies, made everything about them for years and years. And then Don came in, and it's easy to blame him. and I've Steve has talked about this a lot, but like I would like to talk about like studios and marketing executives. And I guess the thing that I wanted to like sort of wrap here was that I talked earlier about how Don, you came into a writer's franchise. And I don't think anybody let you onto that, or it wasn't made clear to you. If I'm wrong, again, text me and let me know. And I think we need to cherish writing. Writing is incredibly important. And maybe I'm just saying that because I myself am a writer. If you want, you know, Don, I just like let you see how fucking nutso I am. You know, shit. I gave a Tremors presentation, like, a week before Tremors Fest. Like, legitimately. Making Tremors is a whole thing. I gave a whole presentation about it. Literally a week before Tremors Fest. You know, so you gotta write stuff. And for this podcast, one of the things that I love to do is I make notes. I give copious amounts. Jesus, I got so many papers from Tremors Fest in there. But, like, this is actually a shrieking grab blaster. I always put my money where my mouth is. And I say Mixmaster's dope. And this is if you combine a Graboid, a Shrieker, and an Ass Blaster into one monster, what do you get? It's that I would lose one tongue. I need to redraw this. And it needs to only have one tongue. But this is the basic concept. But I have all these notes. These are all notes about Tremors. All of this. All notes. All writing. I don't know if you can see it on YouTube as much as TikTok. These are all, there's a blank page, but these are all notes on this podcast. Every one that I do, every movie that I've watched, I haven't done Tremors 1, 2, and 3. I've gone backwards from Tremors 7 into the past, and I haven't done 1, 2, 3, because I feel like everybody else has done that, and I'll get to it eventually. But yeah, this writing. It's very important. I even wrote when Fred Ward died. I called it Earl's Epilogue, and I performed it myself, too, where I was Burt Gummer, and I was Earl Bassett, and it was the two of them having a phone call, conversation, and it was kind of cool and deep, and ooh, what was happening later on, and they were having a talk-to-talk, sort of like they do in Tremors 2. And I think writing is an incredibly important thing that we are missing out in this day and age, and I don't know what the fuck this has to do with Don Michael Paul. I'm figuring it out there. It'll come to me. And I think it's an important discussion to have, what we're having right now, that directors are great, directors are awesome, but we got to cherish and value our writers. They are the Michael Gross, I always love what he talks about when there's a Bible verse. I don't know if he's hyper-religious either, too. I think he just likes it. In the beginning, there was the Word, and the Word was God. Something like that. And it's just like, it is so important that, like, you have to get this foundation right. Before you even step out to make a movie, you've got to know what you're saying, what you're doing. You can maybe Judd Apatow improvise some funny lines and stuff, but you've got to know what you're doing. They talk about it with Tremors 1, especially, where it's just like, man, they storyboarded the hell out of everything. And if you're making an effects movie, you've got to write it, storyboard it, get it all out there beforehand. Otherwise, you're just gonna fuck it up, man. You gotta. It's a roadmap. It's a plot line. It's a map. Like, currently, right now, I did not write any of this out, so I don't have a fucking map. So I don't know where I'm going. And thankfully, this is a podcast. And it's just me, sort of, kind of. And I can make it up as I go. And I have a lot of experience in doing that. But also, at the same time, if I knew what I was doing, and I actually specifically went into this with not writing anything, I wanted to talk very off the heart. And just, like, you gotta know, man. And I think this whole, like, AI fucking bullshit is... I know where... Okay, I got it. Like, Tremors has always been a barometer of its times. It has been a look around and a look into the past and been like, okay, so what has been done before? How do we one-up that? How do we flip the script? What is subversion? How do we deconstruct that kind of thing? And I think, Don, I know you're listening, I think you were disserviced by not having the great writing foundation. That I think there's a level of like, that's not right either, where like Tremors becoming this sort of actiony one-liner franchise, and it's not one-liners. Like, that's where, like, there's so many great quotes in those first four movies and TV shows, and that's not like there's not good quotes in the 5, 6, and 7, but like watching Tremors 1 through 4 in the movie theater and hearing everybody fucking pop along on their favorite ones, just pop it a pop it a pop it a pop. It's not one-liners. There's a great one-liner has to be built up to. There's a call and response. This is actually something that I thought was really good in Tremors 7, where Bill says he's gonna piss my puppies day on the porch. And then Bert actually had said that in Tremors 6. Oh, you're gonna piss like a puppy, stay on the porch. And I was just thinking about it earlier. It's like, so is there some like TV show or movie in your universe where like John Wayne like just, if you're gonna piss like a puppy, stay on the porch. And just like these guys had watched that movie or TV show, and they picked up that phrase, and they're two older guys. They kind of. It worked for me. Like, it's a really kind of stupid line or whatever, but it was like, I don't know. Like, the conjoining thread in Tremor 7 is that Bill and Bert are similar. They're supposed to be. I would imagine that seemed to be the idea, that they are opposite sides of the same coin. And just like, they both watched that John Wayne movie, whatever. I just want to say, here a little puppy stay on the porch. That's not my Bill. That's my John Wayne. I don't do a good John Wayne. I'm trying to think of that now. I can't shit. I just lost it. and I think this was what people would criticize about Jamie Kennedy coming into it, where it starts to be referency. Like, you start referencing other movies and stuff. And there's this thing that happens where your mind's eye gets drawn to that other movie. When you reference something just because it's easy, just because, like, it's just, like, right there, then it devalues it. It devalues both in a way, it seems. I love Jurassic Park. I do, man. I don't know about that Jurassic Park homage in Tremors 5. We get a little. I love you, Don. I'm not trying to. I'm not. It just feels gratuitous to me. I did my Tremors 5 episode, and I called it Tremors 5, the Chronicling of Bloodlines in Jurassic Rim, because it seems like there's just references. It's all of these references to Universal properties, which I thought was God, was just all Universal properties. And I did think that there was some scheme there, but I think it's more just that's easy. We all know those are things there. But there's a, it's almost AI. I guess that's what I'm trying to say with that, where it's just like, it feels like Tremors became what marketing executives want and not what Don Michael Paul wanted, which is, I would love that. That's why I really like Tremors 6. It feels very DMP. And then Tremors 7 up until that ending. Don, he did film it two ways. And when you're listening, whenever you do listen to this, if you could do me a real solid and send me that other ending, I'd so appreciate it. Like, a bunch. And it can be secret, and nobody ever has to know that it was you. You can just send it to me, and, I will just, do my thing. And I will let other people know that it exists by showing them. Because I don't believe it's secrets. There's a grand total of one secret that I keep, and one day I will reveal that one. But other than that, everything else is fair game. And I think that's the one secret that I have is more of an open secret. If you've figured it out, you've figured it out. And good for you. But other than that, I like every... I'm the one that found the Kevin Bacon pilot script and leaked it. I'm the one that found the Tremors 2 script and leaked it. I'm the one that found the Tremors 5 script and leaked it. If you get it to me, man, I don't give a shit. Everybody gets to see it. Like I said, there's that, like I said, that other thing I will talk about with that one person. I'm waiting. It's not a secret. I'm just waiting for a specific time. And I do. I think Tremors has become a parody of itself, which is not what it should be, I guess. It should be a parody of other things. It should be an homage, a satire of other things. I just wanted to speak about the sad state of where we're at with that. I know it's not much to do with Don Michael Paul. I was kind of halfway tying it in. But I wanted to talk about it because I haven't been on live in a while. I just wanted to say it. It felt relevant to the conversation. And maybe it was. Maybe somebody else will pick out what I meant there. Maybe in another episode I'll figure out what I was saying in this one and then I'll correct myself. I'm pretty good about that. I fucking remember everything. Everything. Oh, my brain. It just hurts sometimes. You don't want to live in here because I do. I just keep it. If you say something to me, steel trap. It doesn't matter. That's why I'm so good at what I do here. I just remember everything. I don't know. I think I'm gonna pin it. Feels like me saying that feels like a good spot to drop it. Oh my god, remember the 80s and 90s came back? Jesus Christ! That's how long I've been doing this. You missed a lot, 80s and 90s. You missed a lot. A lot. So we'll go. I'm just thinking in my brain here. Don Michael Paul is great. Love you, Jet Paul. Didn't expect that. Thanks for texting. Man, I wish Don and Stampede could get together. I'm still working. That's going to be my big goal here, trying to get those guys in the same room. I have to say this, too, just as a random aside. I don't like George R.R. Martin. All right? Like, I know this seems a weird thing to say, but he's the one that hosted, and, like, I just got the weirdest, like, vibe from him, man. Honestly, it was the vibe I got, and then watching the videos back and stuff, he, like, shushes these kids away from the Graboid cake that's very, like, an old witch. Just like, get away from the cake, children. I must get my picture now. And I was just like, hey, bro, go write your fucking book, man. Here we are having a conversation about AI writing shit. Go write your book. Fucking go write it, man. And that's not even, like, I know Steve procrastinates the hell out of shit. Go write your books, man. Everybody wants them. And I feel like, see, that's the money thing, which I feel like he just wanted the money. That's all I feel. Like, I have to say, I was watching him a couple times during Tremors 7, and, like, he said he was enjoying, but he was just kind of, it seemed like he was checked out. I don't know if he was laughing. I couldn't tell. It seemed like he was half present, and it's like, bro, you're the one that put on the Tremors Fest. What? How are you half present during the movies? That's weird. Why are you doing this? Unless you see a buck in it. I should talk about, I guess this is a good, sad way to end this. So if you want Tremors movies, and you like Tremors, and you think Tremors is great, well, I am sad to inform you that Universal 1440, the production company that has made Tremors 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, has just shut its fucking doors. No hyperbole. It shut its doors on the Friday of Tremors Fest. So there will be no new Tremors movies for a good long while. And Don was talking about that, and he was like, maybe there's an eighth, and I don't think I'll be involved because it'll be so long. And it's like, oh, buddy. But I want to see your Tremors in space. That's, please and thank you. I'm like, damn, man. And, yeah, but the production company that's made all of the Tremors movies besides Tremors 1 closed its doors. So if you want a Tremors movie, this is my advice to you. I guess this is a great way to end this before I get in my thank yous. Go make your own Tremors movie. All right? I have made my own Tremors movie. And yes, it's hard, but it's way more fun. It's fucking awesome, man. And go out there and go make stuff. Go make stuff. So that way when you're criticizing someone like Don Michael Paul, you have a background. And like, hey, how hard is this? What am I doing? What does it take to make this happen? Sound design is insanely difficult. Man, I thought it was all visual stuff. But then I had to do the sound edit on that fucking thing. Holy shit, is that hard. Wow. But go out there. Go make your own Tremors movie. You know, remember the 80s and 90s was talking about making their reboot? Bro, fucking get a camera. You don't even if you don't have friends, go out and make one yourself. It was just me and my wife. Literally, like, she was filming, and it was just me, and we just went out and made a Tremors movie. That was what this was all about. Like, I gave my presentation on making Tremors, was about making a Tremors movie, and, like, what it takes to do it and stuff. And shit, I had a sock for a Graboid puppet. It was a sock. It was just a sock. And then I had a milk carton. It was basically like this, but with a string on it that I, like, pulled through some corn in the water, and I made it look like there was a Graboid. Very cool. I had a syrup bottle full of blood. And it was, just go make it. Just go make it. Go make it. Like, go prove to all of these studios and marketing executives, and that's what we're going to point at those people. Like, no, fuck you. We can make things. Fuck your AI. We are human beings, and we'll make mistakes. And you know what? That's what makes us awesome. We are people, flesh and blood and alive, and you're gonna fuck up. But you know what? You're going to learn from those mistakes, and you're going to keep barreling and keep going. And that's where I say, man, like, you could tell by Tremor 7 that Don Michael Paul had fucked up a bunch, and he was like, all right, I got this now. And his only fuck up with that movie is really that Jamie Kennedy wasn't there, and he still tried. Everybody still tried their asses off, and just do what you can with what you got. Get the fuck out there and do something. I say fuck a lot. I don't care. This isn't a PG podcast, motherfuckers. Mother humpers. Get out there and make it. TikTok Graboid's making a comic. Where him and I are working on a Tremors Christmas story. Fucking make it, man. I'm working on a sequel. That's what this is, like, down here. Like, this is script stuff. Like, I got a Tremors sequel to my own Tremors movie, which I kept within canon. And I got a whole idea for what I'm doing. Just keep fucking going, man. Who cares? We've gone this far. We have gone 33 years of Tremors. 34 years, because it was in 89, of Tremors. Get the fuck out there and make some more. Shit, it's almost 40 years, because Steve and Brent started writing that shit in, like, 85. So we are flying, man. We just get out there and make Tremors. Make more Tremors movies. Don Michael Paul, I know nobody's paying you, but go make a Tremors short. Go get Jet. Go pick up Jet and be like, Jet, here, I wrote this script. You're in my Tremors movie. Or Jet, go to your dad and be like, yo, dad, man, I know that's not how you talk, but I'm sorry. I wrote a Tremors script, dad. Will you film it? Yeah, you know, nobody's paying me. Fuck it. And film and go make a 5-minute Tremor short with your kid, and it's amazing and awesome and valuable and fucking cool. There are so many Tremors fan films. There's a Lego Tremors. There's a Sweeted Tremors. There's a Tremors found footage documentary. There's Tremblers. There's actually a good friend of mine, Kevin Collins, who's been on a bunch of podcast episodes of this, who wrote Writing Perfection, which was about a writer going to perfection and seeing Graboids for the first time and interacting with them And he actually, he did a whole reading of it too. Fucking awesome. Check it out. Writing Perfection. It's on YouTube. Kevin Collins. Just fucking go make it. That's what Don Michael Paul did. They came up to him and they were like, you should make Tremors. And he was like, I don't think I can. And they're like, but you can. And he's like, yes, I can. That was just a butcher of what that happened. But still, he fucking did it. And I want Don Michael Paul's Tremors 8. I want it to be written by S.S. Wilson and Brent Maddock and Ron Underwood and Nancy Roberts and all of them producing. But I want Don Michael Paul to direct it. And it's a story. Don Michael Paul came up with a story, but then they came up with the... You know what? I don't even want it to be a movie, in all honesty. I want it to be a TV show. I want you guys making a TV show. I want to see Don Michael Paul directing episodes alongside Jordan Peele and James Gunn and Taika Waititi and Sam Raimi. And yeah, Don, I just put all your names with all those people. I fucking mean it, man. And I want you to just make something. I know that making that TV show is... But who cares, though? Let's do it. Because it's awesome. And we can. And we must do what we can with what we got. Because when you need it and don't have it, you sing a different tune. Yeah. Holy shit. So we traveled some fucking miles there. Wow. Didn't think we'd go that far. So we're going to do some thank yous. I always like to end thank yous. First of all, thank you to Don Michael Paul and Jet Paul. That was adorable. I got to text you back here. It's going to take me about half an hour, even after I'm done, because I'm just going to be like, I don't know what to do. thank you, guys. Thank you to the Violet Crown Theater. And David Gill at the Violet Crown Theater. He was my main interaction point. And I would really like to thank that guy for helping to put together Tremors Fest. That was fucking awesome. Thank you so much, man. Can't wait to do it next year. Maybe not do it at that Violet Crown. Maybe we're going to do it elsewhere. But we're still all going to be in this together. We're going to be working on this. It's awesome. Thank you to Paik Allen. Thank you for having me on your podcast. I fucking love you. Thank you to Daphne Backman. Check out the Run for Your Lives podcast. Speaking of which, oh my God, this was so cool to me. I should have started this, but I got so caught up into it. I want to give a special shout out to three people. But first two, Damien Sawyer Hammond and Mitchell Banteen. Literally came up to me while we were at Tremors Fest and were like, I love your podcast. Can I get a picture with you? I was like, what the fuck? Are you kidding me? And it was funny. Damien did that. And then Mitchell, like, I was talking to... Actually, it was so cute. Mitchell, I was talking to. And he was like, hey, man, I just want to, like, thank you. Because, like, I came here and I was really worried. Because, like, I like Tremors a lot. Like, a lot. But then, like, I came here and I was like, oh, man, I'm going to be the only one that likes Tremors this much. But then I... like, saw you, and, like, you like Tremors a lot, and you made me feel a lot better about being a Tremors fan. I was like, oh, what? Dude, hey, man, we all love this. We're all Tremors fans. Everybody's equal. It doesn't matter your knowledge or history of it. And it's like, yeah, man, you know, it's my job. I do the Talking Tremors podcast. And Mitchell was like, dude, that's you? And I was like, oh my God, you fucking, there's no way, no way, man. He's like, I love your podcast. And I was like, shit, let's get a picture. Because yeah, I wanted the picture. It was like, I am a fan! And then literally 5 minutes later, Damien Sawyer Hammond came up and was like, can I get a picture? Because I love the podcast too. And Damien's mom, actually Amy Sawyer Hammond, was the one who got Zoran Gavojic's ticket for Megan Gorman. So that was thank you to Amy Sawyer Hammond for having both of those people at Tremors Fest. Without you, that wouldn't have happened. So thank you to Amy and Damien Sawyer Hammond. Super duper appreciate you guys a whole bunch. And thank you for Mitchell Banteen for making me feel special. You know, you made me feel special. It's not the other way. And then I got to point out Forrest Olinger, who was also there, and then Dory Hubbard. Weirdly enough, I came down for breakfast at our hotel and he was sitting there. And I was like, what the fuck? one of the people who's actually watched my Tremors movie and apparently liked it. So I thank you for, like, checking it out and shit. Thank you for being at Tremors Fest. It was really cool. Next time I need to get you some edibles because I noticed your t-shirt and that's on me. I had this whole bag of, like, edibles because I bring weed edibles to, like, everything. Because I like, it's not just the fans. It's not just the actors and the crew that get shit. I love to give the fans shit, too. Everybody gets shit. You're awesome. I was taking videos of everybody and they were like, why are you videoing me? I was like, because you're a Tremors fan and I fucking love that. That's awesome. And they were like, okay, that's weird. I was like, I don't care. I'm weird, but you're a Tremors fan. I love you. And I need to hand out way more edibles to people at the next Tremors Fest. Bah, 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 bah. Note to self. So thank you to Mitchell and Damien and Amy and Forrest and Dory. You guys make me feel special. I fucking love you. Fucking love you, man. Michael O'Haver and Edward Yee, Joseph Aquina, Samantha Hallberg, you all were fantastic at Tremors Fest. Zach Wiley, too, who I would say has the largest Tremors collection on the planet. Fantastic fellow. Thank you for helping out where you did and everything. Super appreciate you. Thank you to Edward for taking all your pics. Thanks to Mike for getting all your videos and having the prize for the costume contest. That was super cool of you. And Joseph and Sam, thanks for just coming up and just saying hi at the end. That was so weird and random, and I love you for that. Thank you. I'm really, please, if I forget a name, I'm so sorry. I'm trying to go through here. Oh, Derek Hillier's family. Derek Hillier and his family, his brothers and his wife and his two kids. That was so cool. Oh my God, this just went and said, you're live. I know I'm live. What are you talking about? Just so cool that you, again, we were at the same hotel too. And like, can I get a picture? Yes. Can I get a picture with you? Yes. Thank you. I don't think that'll ever get old. It's so weird and fun. You guys were great. Thanks for bringing your kids too. I loved that one kid, your one son, just being like, can I be in the next movie? Fuck yes, you can. Fuck yes. And Derek, go make your own Tremors movie with your family. Get out there and do it. I believe in you. I'm going through here. I'm scanning my memory for every interaction I had. That was really... Oh, Daniel Trujillo and Victoria Luyando, and I think it's Teresa Trujillo, too? I could be wrong. Or Risa. Teresa. I love you guys. I know that's the TikTok crowd, but Victoria, I love you. Like, coming up to me and saying what you said, I really appreciate you. All I did was just, I saw your son being awesome, and I wanted to shine a spotlight on it. I don't know if that's worthy of praise, because in my mind, I think your kid is the one that deserves the praise more than I do. 18,000 followers on TikTok, ain't nothing to smack at, or whatever, words. I'm not tired. It's not 2.5 hours in. But Victoria, you're fucking awesome. And Dan, so are you. I love Dan. Did I get his signature in the book, too? Because he was kind of like, what are you talking about? Oh, I did. Daniel Trujillo, TikTok Graboid. Yeah, right there. And I got your signature, bro. And I know you're like, what? That's not... What are you doing, man? And it's like, yeah, one day, you'll be the famous one. And I'll be like, I know that guy. Fuck yeah, I got his first signature. Fuck it, you're so cool. So we'll go through it. Gladys Jimenez and Lila Lee. Fantastic meeting you guys. Oh my God. You guys meeting for the first time, my favorite part of Tremors Fest. Absolutely. I love you, Don and Steve and Michael, but seeing those two meet for the first time in 20 years, that was the best. Everything else paled in comparison. I'm so glad I got video of that moment because that was beautiful. And I'd love to have you ladies on a podcast sometime. We'll work on that. Cher Stallings, bro, you, we had a heart-to-heart, and girl, I feel your pain. Oh, you made me love producers a little more, too. So, good for you on that. Harry B. Miller and Vanek Moradian. Yo, dudes. Editors for life. I mean, edit for life. How it's easy. You're not going to, like, you could die editing. Because it's just boop, 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 boop. But you dudes, you're the ones that make it all look good. Thank you so much. Sarah Botsford, thank you for telling me to put my fly up. Tremors 4 is the best Tremors movie. You're adorable. Watching you interact with Caitlin. Chef kiss. Oh, two wives I want to call out at the same time. Elza Gross and Michelle Wilson. I've been talking to Michelle for a long time. And actually, she got some fire. She is like a blazing inferno of go fuck yourself. Like, you can tell she's been in the industry a while. She's seen it all. And she's like, I don't give a shit. Fuck you guys. I feel her. And then Elza's got the same thing on the other. They were both talking to each other on Friday night, just like, yeah, this is insane, isn't it? Hell yeah, I know, right? Like, what the fuck are we doing here? And I was living for that conversation. Obviously, I couldn't have been in it, but I was just as a offside observer. You two, awesome. Thank you for sharing Elza with us. Thank you for sharing Steve with us, Michelle. I know that's so weird to say it like that, but it's true. Thank you, guys. Robert Jane, yo, bro. That was another, what a down-to-earth, humble dude. Telling me about why you changed your name. That was such a kind of heartbreaking story, but I appreciated you taking the time to really clue me into that. We can get you on this podcast too, bro. Again, I'll watch everything you've ever done. You're going to hate me for it. Thank you, though. And then I got to say Steve and Ron. Bros, shit, what have I said that I haven't said before? You guys are fantastic. Shit, and Ron, I'm really sorry that, like, I did not realize how short you were. Like, that's a legitimate, I don't see physical things. I grew up in a family of burn victims. You're like, what the fuck? What backstory is this? And it's like, no, I did. So I grew up in an entire family of burn victims where my grandma, my grandpa, my aunts, and my uncles all hardcore, like, scarring, burn victims. And so I think I got some, like, face blindness or attribute blindness from this. And shit, I just don't see stuff until it gets, like, really pointed out to me. And I didn't realize that Ron Underwood was so short till I stood next to him for a picture. And I was like, oh, shit. Hold on. I have to look down at you. Oh, my God. What the fuck is going on here? And I'm really sorry, Ron. You're a fabulous guy. I love Mighty Joe Young and Hearts and Souls. Thank you for that. I need to check out La Brea. Steve was telling me you direct that, too. And but, yeah, thank you. And Steve. Hello, Steve. I like what you do because I'm you. Yes, stop procrastinating and get out there and write more stuff. I know you're writing that one, I think it's about a zoo ship. Zoo ship! Do it, because it's going to be good. I know you don't think so, but it is. You're fucking fantastic, Steve. There's a reason I cosplayed at you. Cosplay is you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. You're great. Oh, Michael Gross. Bro, Michael, wherever you're at, I doubt you're listening to this, but you. Dude, man. It's been said enough. You were fantastic. The boys, thank you. I gotta get a video of the boys thanking you. Because they do. They fucking shit their pants that Burt Gummer knows their name. Like, that's huge. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Before I want to end on one person. But before I do that, I want to shout out the We Have Issues podcast and the Sons and Shadows podcast. Two of my, like, favorite podcast people. Thank you for talking Tremors. Thank you for getting out there, spreading the word. Anthony, Jeff, Kevin, Steven, Tina. Thank you guys so much. Just beyond words. Also, thank you to Nate Crabtree. I know you're out there, buddy. We'll get a Tremors Fest into the UK. I promise. By the way, if you wanted to figure out who my suspect was in that thing I was talking about, notice the one person I didn't thank. And continuing on, I want to really thank, as my last one here, Zoran and Megan Gormormanovich. I feel like there's a portmanteau of your guys' last name. I'll have to figure it out. I know you said it for your wedding. I can't remember. But you guys, like, I am so glad I was able to get you both tickets. And Zoran, you're great, but Megan is better. she really is. I love you, man. Thank you for interviewing me and such, and just being a great friend, being a good friend of everything that we do here. And just, but you guys, Megan is dope. Megan, you fucking awesome. I guess I'm just saying that because I already knew Zoran was awesome. So then meeting Megan was like, hey, this girl. Because I couldn't stop taking videos and pictures of Megan just beaming and smiling at Zoran in his interviews. She was just like she was just filming and just like, oh my God, my husband is like meeting his idols and interviewing them. This is amazing. And she just filled my heart with wonderful joys. And I can't thank you enough, Megan. That was dope. But then Zoran, thank you again, man. You're for being a fan of Tremors, for loving Tremors, doing everything you've done for Tremors. Maybe you're the Tremors saga. I don't know. You could be. Maybe you are. I don't think it's me. I think it's you. And thank you for being everything that you've done. Thank you for interviewing me. It was really sweet. I'm making this podcast tonight to beat you to the punch tomorrow, just as a point of fact. Because I know you. I know you very well. You're awesome, dude. I'm thinking. I just want to say in this, what we just did here, thank you to Cody Pratt. Thank you to Pop-Tart Gaming. Thank you to Midnight TV. Helen Sanchez. Remember the 80s and 90s. Trey Bowen. Mr. Burley. I'm going to go back here looking at all these. Austin Eaton. Jesse Tacos. Chozo Ono, Coyotes, South, Coyote of the South, The Mighty Caesar, User Some Numbers or whatever, and Loading, and also Anonymous Gamer. I'm pretty sure that was it. Pretty sure I got everybody. Jimmy Allen, yeah. Ryan Legert. So thank you all of you guys. Especially remember the 80s and 90s. I didn't think you're a pretty big TikToker. I didn't think you'd come in. I really appreciate that. You guys are all great. Oh, my God. Oh, no, I thought I got another comment, but I didn't. Everybody's gone. I'm just talking to myself. But thank you, everybody that comes in and does this and checks things out and is there day after day after day for this insanity. It's insanity, but it's beautiful insanity. Beautiful. Wait, who just like, oh, Dan, I fucking knew you were there. There's like one up here in the corner that's just your little, the Barbie with the graboid. And I wasn't sure that you were still here, but I fucking knew you were. Daniel Trujillo, the TikTok graboid. I got your signature, bro. I got it. Dude's dope. Tell your mom I love her. She sent me a message today. She's adorable. And yeah, so everybody that's in on this, thank you all so much. And Charlie Boxcar Charlie, he was in the YouTube channel. Shit, I should have said that. Charlie Davis, thank you, bro. You've actually talked to me on Twitter. Thank you so much for loving the podcast and enjoying it. And yeah, okay, so that's all like the regular people. And then I always love to end with, I want to thank my mom and my dad. That would be Dennis and Desiree. And I want to thank my sister Lacey and my nephews, Shante, Shamar, Chantrell, Samaje, and Sahil. They don't listen to the podcast, thank God. But I still love to thank them. I love to thank all of you guys. Thank you, my family, for being there, supporting me. Except my mom bought me the microphone and these pants. My dad was like, he's the one that gave me the wine to give to people. The boys, the nephews give me the inspiration to do what I do with what I can, with what I got. I love you, Lacey. I do. I really do. You all are great. Thank you. To my family. You always thank your family. Like, it's Oscar speeches. And as always... I always freaking forget to... Thank you to the Tremor Saga people, whoever you are that run this. Thank you for allowing me your YouTube channel. Thank you for allowing me your TikTok channel. And going out here and doing all this. And good night to you too, TikTok Graboid. Thank you for everything that you guys do day after day. Appreciate all of you. And my final one, because I always love to end on this. And I just want to thank Caitlin Marie Lutt Burzloff, my wonderful wife person. This isn't my original wedding ring. I lost it in the garden. And I'm still looking for it. But I found this one on a statue of Jesus in a graveyard. So, I don't know. It's still cool. It's awesome. It's got like an Indian face on it. I love you. Thank you, Caitlin. I know you're downstairs like, can you just fucking end it already? And I will. But I gotta make sure I get all my shit out. And yeah, thank you. I love you. I hope you're watching The Librarians. Which, they just did renew The Librarians, the next chapter. I can't wait. Like, they just announced that. I know it has nothing to do with Tremors, but I don't care. The Librarians is dope. Everybody go watch The Librarians. The Librarian, you know, Fast and the Furious and Tremors, that's a good thing. I think Tremors and The Librarians, that's a good format to look after. So yeah. Thank you to all those people. Thank you to everybody. Fuck yeah. Oh, I forgot to... I should have done this. Thank you to Burt Gummer Subterranean Meme Stash and to Baby Fark McGee's ex. I always forget you guys. But you guys have been huge friends. Always and forever. I love you guys. And so, yeah, now I've thanked everybody I need to appropriately. And we end... as we are wont to do. And I just, you know, I think it's appropriate to end by being like, thank you again to Don Michael Paul, who has kept the Tremors franchise alive for the last 5 years. And even, I have to say, 8 years. He's still keeping it going, still showed up to Tremors Fest. It's just fantastic. Absolutely fantastic human being and a great person to take the torch of Tremors. And if he wanted to keep taking that torch, by God, I'll put gasoline on it and fucking we'll burn that fire all night long. And yeah, thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Fucking. Yeah. I really can't say enough on that. I will say one final thing. Don Michael Paul ain't half bad.